Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routines, record a scene, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-table. So many times we give and rise to our quite something able. We're off from mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh! How'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
Oh, didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
But if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
He, King Shaziz the Terrible. All rise for King Shaziz the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. and the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
Shazam's the Turbo! All those were King Shazam's the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table! Hello, everybody. What a mess. I sit here year after year, day after day, doing these Knights of the Round Table show in front of some dusty old keyboards and some aging computers and some falling apart equipment. I got an issue with Weebly here. Now for some reason I can't upload podcasts, so I got to get that resolved. But sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe I'm just arrogant. I just think that make a little higher of myself than I probably should, I guess. I got this crazy notion that I can take these words coming out of my mouth and try to inspire the world. Try to get people to work together, you know, reach out. I've been shouting from these old duct tape and bailing wire computers for so long, thinking maybe somehow or another pull people together and make a difference in the world. Every weekend, whenever I get ready to do these shows, I get up bright and early in the morning and I go look through the things out there that's supposed to be happening in the world. And throughout my journey through life, I've said many a times, I've seen things that no man or woman should ever have to lay eyes upon. I just saw something a little while ago that just, there's no words. It just isn't any kind of words. What do you do when you see something so terrible that you can't even look? You know, you got to turn away. You got to wish you had never even seen such a deal. But you want to get out there and you want to say something about it. You want to try to fight against whatever darkness would be that would put that image in your mind. The Knights of the Round Table was a concept to try to bring people together that really loved each other and loved the world and wanted to try to make a difference, to bring solutions to the table. Well, it seems like, at least for the moment, that Shaziz Radio has basically reached the end of the road. Not giving up per se, but equipment failure, suppression, attacks, financial. It's just, it's been a never-ending hard journey down the road. And I don't know that my heart or my mind or my soul has the patience to try to wait around until everything is not broken. Now I'll keep trying to do some podcasts as long as I can keep these doggone computers up and running. And I'm sure somehow or another I'll work my way through Weebly and get that sorted out where I can get the podcast up there for everybody to share. I'm angry. I'm heartbroken and disturbed. To see what this world has become. I can't fix it. And by all rights, I shouldn't even be on the radio right now. Because instead of spreading peace, hope, and love and solutions, all I got is frustration. I hope those individuals out there that like to spy on everybody, the global elitist of the world, I hope they can hear me. I honestly believe in my heart we could fix this world if somehow or another we could find the miracle of coming together. I know we could do it. I keep pushing forward to these dusty old keyboards and raggedy old mouse. Got multiple computers sitting in front of me thinking, I'm going to shout it from every mountain. I'm going to spread peace, hope, and love to the world. And as the years go by, I see the computers getting dustier and dustier, and I see them falling apart. And every time I think I've seen the worst, I see something even worse. I don't even want to repeat what I saw, because I don't want to make it real. I know I'll never get the image out of my mind. I post on YouTube, I post on Twitter, I post on Facebook, I post everywhere, links to podcasts and new things for alternative energy. Sometimes spiritual uplifting things that touch my heart. But I've grown to despise this internet. I've grown to hate it. It's like a window into some of the most terrifying, sometimes amazing. It's like a window into the entire world. It's like a window into the soul of humanity. I'm trying to do my part using what gifts I feel like I've been given by my Creator. While at the same time, there's people on the outside or the outer edge trying to pick away at my spirituality or my personal beliefs. Trying to convince me why there is or isn't a God, or maybe that my spiritual path that I'm on is the wrong one. And so I've come to a point in my life where I don't know what's true or what's false anymore. So for those elitists out there, if this was your plan, you succeeded really well. This world's out of order, man. It's out of order. It's like that amazing trip where you drank too much coffee and you rushed to the bathroom at your local grocery store or shopping mall, and there's a sign when you get there, it's out of order. In some sense, it sounds funny, but after you lived it so many doggone times in a row, it's just frustrating as all get out. My God, I went to look for an uplifting message for today. Typed in a few key phrases. Even typed in the world is broken. And what I come across was, I won't even speak those words. Because I don't want to make it real. It'd be easier just to shut it down and just walk away. It'd be so much easier. So much cheaper. I don't understand why people in the higher echelons of society, the wealthy people in this world want to continue to go down the same path that they're on. Maybe they know something we don't. Maybe their one world government idea is they figure if they can get total control over it that they can finally sort things out. But in the meantime, and everything's so broken, how can these things be? I know where the true power lies, and I know that it lies within us, each of us, all of us together. It's not a battle that one man or woman can win, that's for sure. And that's why we lose so many people on the way. That's why we lose our brothers and sisters on the way down this journey, going down the rabbit hole trying to fight through all this craziness. The things that people argue about in this world, a man's not sure if he's a man and a woman's not sure if she's a woman, and they want everybody to be understanding that they are not sure who they are. I know what the book says, but according to what I've heard, you can't even trust the book. According to what I heard, you can't even trust the matrix. You can't trust one another. You can't trust the information. And if this was the plan all along, the divide and conquer, then folks, they're winning the war. And they've got race pitted against race, religion pitted against religion, politics against politics. The red versus the blue. You know, some people don't believe in a higher power, but it's blatantly obvious that there definitely is a lower power. A darkness that's so vast and willing to do anything. It's a sickness. You know, I prayed to my God right before this show. I said, I'm going to need help. I'm going to need help with this one because I don't know how I'm going to make it through this Knights of the Round Table. Start off with tears in my eyes and pain in my heart because I'm trying to figure out a way to say something without just collapsing and crying my eyes out. People, I don't understand why people can do the things that they do in this world. And I even advocated for people because I heard other people so frustrated that they said that mankind was the disease. That mankind was evil. Heck, we've all been told by our schools that we're monkeys. We came from little squiggly things in the water and some primordial soup and turned into monkeys, and then billions of years later now we're man. Been told definitely we're not special. Going against every single thing that I've been taught on my spiritual journey through life. I've witnessed miracles. I've witnessed travesty. I've witnessed death and destruction. I was born in 1965. Right about the same time Paul Harvey was giving his speech. The one I played right at the beginning of this show. I'm 53 years old right now. So I walked that journey, the entire journey of what he spoke about, and I saw it all. I saw things that no man or woman should ever have to see. And I'm thinking maybe that's probably what formed me into what I am today. Because I wanted those scales of justice to be balanced. I wanted to fix things. I wanted to make things right. I didn't want to see the things that I saw on that hard road. I didn't want to see them for anybody else. I'm going to try so hard to hold out as long as I can. These computers are eventually going to go down. I got everything from Windows XP to... Nothing's new, folks. Go back and look at what podcast I do have uploaded. Look at the dates. They're getting old. They're getting dusty. So am I. There was a guy in that movie, The Matrix, that wanted to be put back in The Matrix, and he wanted his memory to be erased. He wanted to never know the things that he knew. He wanted to be oblivious like those folks that we say are asleep. I'm starting to see his point. Had some really ups and downs here on Shaziz Radio. Even going all the way back to TNS Radio. Then it had a name change there. There's been radio networks. There's been many of them. I watched them come and go. I watched people get frustrated. I watched people feuding with each other. And I said, oh, Shaziz Radio ain't going to be like that. There ain't going to be no mistreating people. There ain't going to be all this foul mouth adding to the negativity. We're going to come together at this Knights of the Round Table and sit down in peace and respect for one another. And we're going to show our love while trying to sort through all the possible solutions in order to resolve the needs of this world to make it better. Now, if the elitist of the world had that kind of compassion for each other and for the world, if they weren't fighting for power and greed, we wouldn't have this conversation right now. Because the power, the money, the resources available in this world could resolve all these problems. You got people down there at our southern border trying to, you know, make their way into the U.S. Somebody on somewhere paid a whole bunch of money and told these people to go there, and so they would have a chance of getting into the United States. It's on the other side of the border, down Canada and U.S. border. It's on the borders of your nations. Refugees coming from all over the place. The folks out there playing games with the people, instead of spending all that money to try to force all these communities and all these spiritual backgrounds and cultures together, and instead of trying to force their will upon the people, they could have used those same resources to go over there and to help to uplift those nations. To go in there with building equipment and help to fix and repair and build. But no, They got it in their mind that the ends justifies the means. Get the population down to a certain control. Certain number. I don't understand a lot of this stuff. Why people would want to do war with each other, why they'd want to commit such terrible atrocities, why they'd even want to allow some of the things that happen in this world and individuals, why they would be so desperate to do some of the terrible things that they do to one another. Folks, if you don't believe in God, I feel bad for you. Not because I know I'm right, but because that's the only thing at this point in the game that gives me peace of mind. My spiritual belief in my heart of a higher power that really cares about us. That's the only thing that keeps me going and gives me somewhat of a peace. And so if you ain't got that, if you ain't got that, even if it's a fantasy, if my God ain't real, but it's the only anchor that I got to keep me sane in a world gone awry, then maybe you ought to just let me have that. As long as I'm not forcing it on you, it shouldn't hurt you a bit. But at least let me believe in my higher power. Because you can't be witness to the things that we see in this world. And make it out the other side totally unscathed if you've got a heart. May said in the chat room, says, hello Shaziz, it's frustrating. Well, Spirit Radio shutting down and walking away. This is what they want. It's not just you, it's attacking everyone. And I expect it to get worse. I don't want to lose Wolf Spirit Radio or People for People Radio or Shaziz Radio. I don't want to lose these little networks because we're the only ones out here trying. We're the ones trying to inspire with our heart and our minds in the most respectful manner we can possibly muster. Through all the trials and tribulations, we're the only ones trying to inspire the world to help fix itself. The book said in the last days there would be wars and rumors of wars and plagues, famines and pestilence. And people will try to tell me that the book ain't right. Which I don't know. Maybe they can't see. They're obviously not looking at the same world that I'm looking at. Because some of the things that I've seen in my life, and the thing that I saw this morning, if you don't believe in the devil, then he's probably already on your back. If you don't believe there's evil in this world, then it's probably already on your back. And that's sad. I can't speak my heart and mind to the powerful because they don't want to listen. I've written letters to presidents, congressmen, senators, anyone up there that's supposed to be trying to fix the world. I've even tried to holler out to all the global elitists, the secret societies of the world, and said, let's sit down and at least tell me what the heck is going on. But you know what, folks? I'm just one of you. I'm not important enough to give an audience to the king. The only time we seem to get the king's attention is when we say something against the king. The only time we ever seem to get the doggone system's attention is when we stand up and get loud. And then it's not always the attention that we want. I said I'll be the last man standing on the battlefield saying peace, hope, and love, and can't we all just get along? And if these doggone computers hold out long enough, I'll gather up all the hosts from all the other radio networks and I'll offer them to come here. We'll try to sort it out with our duct tape and bell and wire. We'll try to hold this. Try to hold this dream together. Because getting on this radio and doing this show, talking to you good people out there, is the only thing that keeps my sanity alive. Let's see if I can add somebody in here. How you doing, brother?
What's new, bro? what can I do for you?
I don't know. What can I do for you? What can we do for each other, brother?
Well, I'm around here.
I can't fix it, too, dog.
Brother, I can say it like this, my friend. Alright, geez, I'm on radio. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, we're live.
Hang on a minute. I'm sorry. I had the other hang on. I apologize, bro.
You're all right.
Anyway, here's the thing, my friend. You're not doing anything else that everybody else has been trying to do here. I spoke to a leader in Israel that, you know, when I sat with them, and that bothered me a bit. It's like they're not listening.
I don't think necessarily that the world's listening.
Let me say it like this, bro. People that have the faith and try to do the right thing, okay, even though I may disagree with this political leader we got, I may disagree with him. The problem is, you know, peacemakers get prosecuted in some aspects, man. There it goes right back to Jesus Christ, don't it?
Yeah. But the good book did say, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. But I guess you got to read the fine print before you rush in there to battle and try to save the world, because the world is... Doggone it, I want to do nothing but give hope. I want to do nothing but get solutions, because I still believe in the dream, even to this extent. But I'm watching. What? I'm watching as these computers are getting older. I'm watching as I'm getting older. And every now and then I see something so terrifying that... I try to figure out a way to speak out, too, dog. I try to figure out a way to warn the world or give them some hope or helpful advice.
But that's what's needed. But, you know, this is the thing, brother. People have to know. People have to know what's going on here. You know, I was born in the moon when the pony shed. In 1959. Okay?
Yeah.
And I seen one of the best individuals, I think. I seen two or three of the best individuals in the history be gunned down. You know? You got Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Robert Kennedy, but all three of them. I was there to watch the whole thing. I saw the whole thing.
So is this going to be a forever ongoing battle between darkness and light?
Yes. I hate to say it, but yes. Yeah.
Is there any way outside of the wrong option to get off this crazy train? I mean, because
here's the option, okay? Here's the option that I hold for myself and my nation, okay? As far as the Western Lenape. But, see, I'm a leader, so I'm a spokesman, okay? I do what the people ask me to do. See, that's the problem. World leaders don't. They don't.
I don't think we have any world leaders. All I think we have is a bunch of greedy, power-hungry...
How do I put this? Is this what we actually have in the world as far as world leaders, okay, is that we got a world with the leaders that are full of being nothing but war, greedy war dogs.
It seems like, for real, to me, I mean... I know it sounds like sci-fi, fantasy, or whatever other people think about it. It seems like the demons are running this world. It ain't the good-hearted people. It ain't the folks that we call, you know, our brothers and sisters. You know, we're in some sort of crazy servitude that, you know, it just wants to torment our minds and our hearts continuously. And so
yes.
I saw a chance a long time ago to try to put the Knights of the Round Table together, and I still believe in the Knights of the Round Table. I still want to try to keep the ball rolling as long as I can, equipment wise, and
you've
all
got
that.
Good people on this round table, brother.
I know we do. I know we do, and I know there's more out there. If they only knew we were here, I'm sure they would join us. You know, and that's the only thing that I've been trying to get to happen for a long time, for all of us to pull together, pull our resources, and, you know, and keep this going. If it's not with this equipment, it's on your equipment or somebody else's, or somehow or another, to keep this ball rolling, because I don't want to see Wolf Spirit Radio go anywhere. I don't want to see People for People Radio go anywhere. We watched what happened with Awake Radio and TNS Radio and all the other networks in between and before. We watched it, Two Dog, and I don't want to see this happen, because we bring these good-hearted people together. They work really hard. They volunteer their time, and they do all these things, and they put these links and information together, and they do it out of the goodness of their heart, because they too believe in the dream. They want to fix this world somehow, some way, even if it's just a word of inspiration, you know, a positive pebble in a pond once or twice a week, or maybe on a daily basis if you got enough hosts on here. somehow or another, we got to keep this thing going.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing, bro. You know, I started off doing a council. It was called Buffalo Talk. And it actually was on Wolf Spirit Radio. That's why I started doing radio.
Yeah.
Dave Corso. I started doing it with Dave. And then White Horse Standing from the Creed Nation come in with us. So we were all doing this talk. Okay? We're not changing a thing. Now, there's so many sites that I have been on, okay, that are no more. But the fight's not over. It ain't never going to be over.
Well, I'm in it for as long as I got a breath in my body, brother. You know?
Well, brother, I live on Turtle Island, bruh. I live in America. And I don't mean no harm about this, okay? But I have seen everything under the sun there can be. Now, I'm not gonna lie. I woke up in the morgue with a tag on my toe. I have seen it all.
Yeah, and you've kind of been on this journey a bit longer now. You say you was born in '50s.
I was born in May of '59.
Yeah, well, I was born in '65, so things are probably starting to go downhill around about your time, and got steadily worse all the way up to the present.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing, bruh. How do I put this? Politically, I'm going to say politically, Democrat, Republican, they're the same.
Well, you don't have to argue with me on that one, because now, their track record stinks.
It was like, oh my God, we need to put a Republican in. Then you got Richard Nixon, seen what happened with him. It's a money game. If they got the money, they can do. You know how much money it takes to run for political office?
Oh, yeah.
How much you can feed the people on that.
You know, one time in my life, I actually contemplated on trying to run for president, but I knew I didn't have a snowball's chance, and you know where, because yeah. I'm just an average Joe, and you never see no poor people getting elected to Congress and the Senate, but you do see a lot of wealthy people that come out even wealthier than they were before. That's why they want the job, too, dog, because they know they're going to get paid off. They know they're going to get bribed. They know they're going to be able to live the caviar and champagne dreams and ride around in limousines and have the prestige and power.
Yes.
They're going to be able to get on TV all the time and speak their word. Do you think that they would allow you and I on TV to speak our word?
I've actually called news stations myself, okay, when something went down wrong, okay, that I was like, look, this is wrong, and I'd even call them. And as soon as they found out what I was going to talk about, Oh, no.
Yeah, they weren't interested no more. They weren't interested.
They'd hang up.
It's funny, you know, they can sit there and they can, through the media, show you all kinds of deals, whether they be propaganda or scare films or whatever like that. And once they got all these people out here, the average Joe's convinced that the world is going to heck in a handbasket, and the bad guy or the terrorist is behind every bush, and then you come out and you try to say, well, why can't we do something about it? Nobody's listening to you as a person, as for your solutions. You're now labeled a nutcase or a conspiracy one because you think the world is so terrible. Well, they told you the world was terrible. They showed you horrifying images, and they said that this person did that or that person did that. Well, why isn't this person or that person in jail? That's the question. You know, we heard stories about what Hillary did. She's not in jail. None of these people up there that you hear doing all the crimes that you and I would be in jail for, none of it's in jail.
No.
But you got black men and white men and brown men and yellow men in jail all the time because they might have had a little bag of weed in their pocket. You know? And in jail for long periods of time.
I actually did see this, my brother. I'm going to say it like this. Some people that walk in the forces that wear the badges are also the ones that burn crosses.
Well, I believe that. I've seen it. I've seen some things. Like I said, you know where I've been. I've seen some things, and you know the system is corrupted. But the hard part, the biggest portion of the hard part, and the reason why I want ShazizRadio.com to stay, I want the Knights of the Round Table to hang around, is because if everyone out there is constantly telling you how terrible the world is, but nobody is putting solutions on the table, if People for People Radio Network finally get tired and give up, if Wolf Spirit Radio finally gets tired and gives up, and Shaziz Radio does the same, there are no more networks out there doing what it is that we've been doing for all these years.
I know.
Nobody's saying what we're saying. Everybody, get your guns, hide.
The fact of the matter, my friend, I can say it like this. Whether People for People continues to go, whether Wolf Spirit Radio continues to go, Ghost Coddle Radio, whatever, whoever, alright? If they all go, and you decide to stay, then you're the last of the standing ones.
Well, I told everybody I'm going to be on the battlefield. I'm going to be the last man out there hollering, can't we all get along?
Now, I'm going to say it like this, man. I am a peaceful man. I truthfully am. But just because my heart is peaceful does not mean I'm not going to speak out when I see something. And I get plowed for it sometimes.
I know you
do. That's cool too. I don't really care.
I know you do. We all do, man. We all are trying to do what we feel in our heart is right and say what.
I mean, do you actually think I care if I get plowed? I don't. But I know what I got to do.
Well, I want to put the word out to everybody out there from all these different radio networks. Shaziz Radio is duct tape and bailing wire. There's someday my computers are going to go down. There's no way around it. They're old, they're dusty, they're wore out just like me. And I will continue to pay the bills for the internet, the hosting service and all that. I need to try to gather up some hosts from these different radio networks that want to try to keep the dream alive. I want to try to get as many of us together as possible so that if my computers go down, you guys can keep it alive and I'll listen in with whatever device I can get my hands on. The only thing that I ask for all these people that I want to try to bring together is that we keep the language down to a respectful manner. I don't want all the S-bombs and the F-bombs and the cutting down of each other's spiritual beliefs or the infighting, because that's what tears networks apart. What I want for this network is for us to do what it is that we do here, sharing information with each other and putting solutions on the table for hope and peace and love. I want to try to invite these folks to come here. We'll have to get together. We'll have to sort everything out, get all the encoders and everything lined out and work them out. But I'll keep the platform alive as far as financial wise. All I'm asking is that people understand my reason for not wanting all the cursing and all the hate and discontent. If you have to deliver a negative message, please bring with you the solution. Because that's what it's all about. if we keep grinding on the souls of humanity, our brothers and sisters out there, if we keep grinding them down and grinding them down and telling them it's hopeless, that it's all written in stone, that it's prophesied, that we're all going to die and we're going to go through all these trials and tribulations, the wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence, it's hard to be a warrior to fight for what is good whenever you feel like you're hopeless and there's nothing that you can do about it. Two Dog, you've been through some times in your life where some people probably wouldn't have made it. You've been through some trials and tribulations that somehow or another you're still standing here. And that's something I'm grateful for. I feel blessed that you're still in this world to be here by my side.
Well, brother, my time ain't over until Grandfather calls me home.
And I feel the same way.
So, if that's true, then I'm going to continue to fight when I have to. That's what we all do in this world. We are all fighting every day between the good and the bad, the evil and the goodness. It's a fight constant, man. And you talk about wars and rumors of wars, man, that's been going on since mankind, I think.
Well, I get that and I understand that, but I think that, you know, all the messengers from the past, you know, all the prophets from the past, they tried to put out words of warning and wisdom and hope to help to guide humanity towards, you know, what I'd like to think would be our ultimate enlightenment, where we all finally figure out that everything that we've done in the past is, you know, not the right way. That we start figuring out that we could work in harmony with nature. Two Dog, we've been blessed with so much. And we do have power in our hearts, but it's a thing that, for some reason or another, it's set up to the extent where I'm not a god. If I were a god, I'd fix all this instantaneously, but I can't. I'm not. I'm just you. I'm just one of you. But together, all of us together, there is nothing that we can't accomplish, and that's why I try to use these words to try to inspire a great gathering of like-minded individuals who, if nothing else, we at least put words of inspiration on the table for somebody to work with.
Exactly. Now, here's my deal, all right? I have always said, and many people that have ever known me, I've always said unity is the only way. I'm talking worldwide. Unity is the only way.
And I agree.
All right.
But you know, now, we can't get there if we don't at least have somebody out there saying, look, there's a way. It's right there. You know, we don't keep being...
Well, what we're doing.
Repetitive or... there's another word for it. If redundant or whatever. We say it. And the next one in line says it. And the next one in line says it. And enough of us are saying it that eventually people get the message.
Now,
I'm not talking about brainwashing you,
because
you don't have to be brainwashed. If you get eyes and a heart to see what's going on in this world, you know we're not going down the right path.
Here's what I can say, bro. You have shown Mad Science shows I've been on with you. And man, that was a sweet show. Thank you very much. But here's the point. My people have always known for 130,000 years how to work with nature. Alright?
Yep.
Now, here's the problem. When you start working with nature, you have people that are, say, government level or whatever, state level, whatever, that say, no, you can't do that.
That's because they want to keep us under control.
Well,
that's
see,
the whole
if
thing.
If they don't make their money, which has become a god, son, then they're on you. If you don't, you got to do as they want. See, that's the point. That's what they want you to do.
Well, and May said in the chat room about YouTube censoring everybody and terminating channels and social media networks out there. They don't like what you're saying, your political view, or you're not politically correct. They want to shut you down. And that's another reason why Shazoo's Radio and People for People and Wolf Spirit Radio need to hold in there as long as they possibly can. Because when our voices are silenced, who's going to say it? Who's going to point it out?
I'm gonna be frank with you. I got a friend of mine that's in my nation right now. I do radio with every once in a while. Okay? And every time he speaks up peaceful about something, this Facebook they have, they got a thing called Facebook jail.
Yeah, they do.
They put him in it.
Yeah, they got it on Twitter, too. And I think YouTube, they just basically shut you off. They put you so far down in the ratings, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the thing. We're fighting against a system here in the Matrix that's off the scale. You know, I know behind the scenes, there are heroes behind the scenes that help us keep alive. There's people out there that actually help Shazoo's Radio and People for People Radio. People we don't even realize are in the background that are helping us out.
I think I'm one of the last ones that would, how do I say it? If I do it for the right reason, I'll stake myself to the ground. And go, here it is.
Well, brother, the pain that goes through my heart every day is something that I don't look forward to whenever I'm trying to find some sort of... Today, I was honestly looking for an uplifting message because, you know, there's a saying out there, you got to learn how to laugh in the face of adversity. Well, yesterday I did the Mad Science Show. I tried to upload the podcast and Weebly broke.
I heard that.
And I couldn't get the podcast up. I still have the copy of the podcast, and I'm going to get a hold of Weebly and try to sort that out and get that resolved because I want today's podcast and yesterday and every day after that to be added to the deal so people can hear it. But between that, I've got a computer issue where I do have a brand new power supply for this one computer, but it seems to be holding out there. But I have some sort of reboot issue that goes on. If I click on the wrong thing, that goes down. I've got another system with a low battery for the memory for the CMOS, and I got another cable over here for one computer that you gotta... When I'm sitting here doing these radio shows, I got to sit really still and hopefully not bump no wire because I can lose my network on the one that I'm on Skype with, or you know somebody turns something on. I'm actually right now sitting here in my chair with my blanket on top of me because I had to turn my heater off for fear that I might blow a breaker and the radio show get shut down right in the middle. So when I talk to everybody and I say duct tape and bailing wire, I'm not joking, folks. I'm getting by on a wing and a prayer just to try to get here and to spend my time with you folks and share this message. I'm trying to do whatever I can and hold this old piece of equipment together as long as I can.
But, see, Shazoo, you're running with something right now that has been an Indian joke for a long time.
Yeah?
Okay. What you're running with an Indian and duct tape. That runs my truck. My whole truck is duct tape, man.
Yeah, that's it. All of us are working on duct tape and bailing wire. All of us are. Every single one of us. We're trying to struggle to survive, to pay our bills, and do everything that we can to try to keep it all together. You know, and that's why I say... We're the ones who's going to have to try to keep these networks alive. Man, if it's just a matter of a little bit of financial, I will take and try to dip in my pocket as deep as I can to try to keep another network alive because I don't know how long Shazoo's Radio is going to be able to hold out, honestly, because of the equipment-wise and because of everything that's going on. But I'm going to hold it in there as long as I possibly can, and I might be off the air for a while I get a doggone computer sorted out or whatever, but I'm coming back. If there's a if there's a way that I can get back online and start saying the things that I'm saying, I'm coming back. Right, you know, right. I've invested a lot of money in this process here for as many years as you folks have been listening to me on Mad Science and Knights of the Round Table, and I keep telling you over and over and over again, I am not asking you for money. I'm not, and I won't ask you for money. I don't want donations. What I want is for to bring you people together, and we pull our resources and we make it happen. We keep the dream alive at every single cost. Because by God, ain't nobody else in the world gonna do it but us. People for People Radio needs to stay alive. Wolf Spirit Radio, we've seen so many networks, TCT, and a lot of different really good networks that either financially or equipment wise couldn't survive. And those were good words of wisdom that were going out there, good positive pebbles in the pond that were inspiring people to come together in the chat rooms and stuff. We got 4 chat rooms here at the Super Chat. We got 4 because, you know, one of them went down one day, so I added a backup one. I got the Wake Radio chat room on there. It says up there, preserved in the honor of the founder, Granada Steve, because he tried to keep it alive. We've got TCT chat room still down there. We got a link to People for People Radio. We got links to multiple networks. Because what we're talking about here is the moment our voices are silenced, the moment we walk away and give up because we had to work with junk and duct tape and bailing wire, we couldn't afford the internet, then ain't nobody saying what we're saying. Nobody can bring the love like we can.
Well, my brother, I can say it like this also, man. When I was 16 years old, I was pretty much busted. I was gone, you know, spiritually, mentally, everywhere. You know, I was everywhere, man. And I was having so much trouble. And I actually asked the Creator, I said, if you're the Father of all of us in this world, and I'm watching, you know, as, you know, there was like, wars going on everywhere, and Vietnam was kicking, or, you know, just everything. It had been kicking and everything else, you know. I was almost completely lost. And I looked to the sky, and I said, Grandfather, if you're the Father of all of us, what are you doing? Are you blind? Then it hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks. It ain't the people. It's not the people of this world that is causing this. It's only a handful.
Yeah, you're right. And that's why I keep shouting at all 4 points of the compass. It's like that deal I keep playing about the bug's life. The grasshopper, he said it just like it really is. He said, you know, when those ants realize that they outnumber us 100 to 1, our way of life is changing. That's why we're going back. Because it ain't about, you know, whatever. It's about control.
Exactly, bro. Now, let me say it like this, man. I was sitting here about a day or two ago, and I looked at a thing called the G20, and it was going on, all right? That's where world leaders meet, or whatever, I don't know. And I got to looking at all this champagne being flown around, and smiles being thrown around, and steak dinners, and all this crap, all right? And I got to thinking, 20 people in this world that's got our lives in their hands.
Yeah.
And we're letting it happen.
That's the thing. There's that little cartoon, the dots. I don't know if you ever seen that, but it shows how these dots use fear and threats to to keep all the people in line. We know what's wrong with this world. We know how to fix this world. But the problem is, one person can't do it by themselves. The key to this game that we're in is that until we find that unity that you spoke about, we're going to continue to allow these people to do the terrible things that they do to our brothers and sisters.
Well, I can say it like this, my brother, real quick. The vision that I had a few years back, to look in my foyer in here and to see 72 flags sitting here tells me somebody heard me.
Yeah. And that's why whenever I heard you, I heard your message, I sent you one from my state, and I was trying like heck.
Hell, you sent me two.
Oh yeah, that's because they sent me the wrong one the first time, but at least you got two out of the deal. That worked out really well.
But I needed two of them. Thank you very much.
I'm still trying to figure out a way to send one from every state here in the States.
The fact, brother, is that, how do I put it? These 72 flags set in here because being on your station, Wolf Spirit Radio, People for People, and wherever I've been, Shaziz Radio helped bring that to happen. You're helping my vision.
Well, brother,
only on peace and being able to sit with each other and respect each other from where you come from.
That's what it's all about, and that's why whenever I heard what you had to say about the reason why you wanted to gather those flags and gather the people from all nations and bring them to the Tree of Peace, I seen that in my mind just as I feel like you saw the vision initially, that was what I've been talking about. That's what Shaziz Radio stands for. That's what Shaziz and the doggone Knights of the Round Table and even Mad Science, that's what it's all about. Every single bit of what your vision is what my vision is, and Patty and Barbara and all these people, these wonderful people from all these networks that keep coming together. They're trying, you know, they're trying to bring that unity, not through some sort of one world government or one world religion. We're from diverse backgrounds. We're from diverse spiritual journeys, and yet here we are able to sit here honorably beside one another and have a conversation respectfully. And this is why, folks, I'm not into censorship, but on Shaziz Radio I hold a higher standard to the words that come out of my mouth and to the guests that's on this radio show. I'm wanting to bring new hosts on. I want to bring hosts that, you know, for whatever network maybe not be able to make it and they fall by the wayside. But I'm just saying, I don't want all the cursing. I don't want all the negativity, all the hate. If you have to bring a negative story to the table, bring a positive solution, something to show somebody that, look, things are bad, but we can fix them. Together we can do this thing.
Well, see, it's the thing of togetherness in the first place, man. Now, there's a thing called the Brotherhood of Man. Alright? Even Motorhead has had a song about it. You know, a big metal band like that. Alright? The problem with the Brotherhood of Man right now is that we're not that brotherly right now.
Yeah, we got so much division because of our years of indoctrination, years of propagandizing, you know, all this kind of craziness where somebody felt it necessary to either lie to us or manipulate our heartstrings or perpetrate false flag episodes on their own nation and do all these dirty deeds that they've been doing for so doggone long. And the people like us that see it and we're trying to say, look, you gotta see this, and some folks are just blinded to it. I saw
a lot of people
I saw something so terrible this morning, so beyond. I will not put the words out there of what I saw. I will not allow that to be real in my mind, because I'll never get that image out of my mind. I'll never get it out there, but I don't want to put that image in somebody else's mind. But I have to honestly tell you, in this world, there is a darkness out there. And if we don't start turning our lights on, and if we don't keep those lights on, if we don't hold these networks together, if we don't join these round tables, and we don't sit there and use our power of our spoken word to inspire others out there, who will?
Now, brother, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been honest with you from the get-go. I'm honest with everybody anyway, all right?
You always have been vulnerable.
Sometimes, brother, when I feel it, I say it. It gets me in a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, I know.
It certainly does.
I know. And I want you to be able to speak your truth. I want everybody to be able to speak their truth. But we gotta sort through all this information.
I understand the positivity, bro. But I also understand that whatever you do, whatever action you get or you take or you give, gives equal reaction to every action.
Well, then that explains why the harder I love, the harder the darkness tries to press down on me.
So as much peace as I talk, all right, there's going to be negative on that, because every, you know, you have...
I get it, brother. I understand
okay,
you.
Peace, you know, it's the same deal. Okay?
I understand you.
Now, here's the situation when I sat with the ex-mayor out of Israel, okay? The reason he kind of walked away from me is when he looked here at us and was talking, he said that Palestinians and Palestine does not exist.
Well, they believe they exist.
Well, here's the point.
They look like physical people to me when I see them on TV, so they must be there.
Here's the point that he got upset with me about, okay? It's when I was allowed to speak, I told him, I said, my brother, all people, all nations, all people have a right to exist.
Well, you know, long time ago, I was at a church when they had a missionary from Israel there, and they were talking about things that they were doing for Israel, and I asked the pastor of that particular church if that person would know how it would be that I could actually get school books to children in that area, because we had been contacted here on Shaziz Radio by somebody that said that they needed school books. Well, it turned out that particular individual wasn't necessarily on the up and up, because what they wanted us to do was send them money, but we offered to instead send them school books and pencils and papers and things like that as soon as we could figure out a way to get them there, so that, you know, these children on that side of the fence could have, you know, books and you know, be able to get some education or whatever. But this particular individual was insisting on we just send them money and we wouldn't have no part of it. But whenever I tried to talk to this missionary from the Israeli side, they looked at me all cross-eyed and had nothing more to do with me as far as giving me some sort of idea how it is that we can send books to these people.
Yes.
You know? And there's a wall between them. There's a government whatever you call it, some sort of red tape. Basically, you got to go through so much in order to get things to people who actually need it. The children on that side, they're just guilty by association, because they just so happen to be born on that side of the fence. But they still They still need love. They still need food and medicine and books and things. You know,
I agree with you.
On both sides of the fence. So I don't hold Israel higher than I hold Palestine or any other nation for that matter. Every
no,
single,
we're all equal.
That's it. And if I'm seeing pictures in third world countries where there's people, babies that are, they're like on the death's door because they're starving to death, and I'm asking my leaders, I said, wait a second, you can amass all these armies, all this equipment, and all these weapons of war, these war machines, you can amass all this muster all this strength and power to go over there and destroy another nation. Why couldn't you do the same thing to go over there and repair this nation? We could send our engineers and our people over there to help them build them nations.
Yes, we could. Now, here's my point, bruh. I know about the positivity of things, okay? I do. But you also have the negative that the positive is fighting with. If you think about it. Now, let me say it like this, man. I sit here and I have seen something that is horrific as it can be, that is unnecessary, absolute unnecessary in this world. Okay? And I'm going to flat say it, man. But I want you to help me positively see what we can do to fix this.
Well, brother,
You riding with me?
I think the best thing that we can do is what we have been doing.
Exactly. Now, here's where I'm going to go. I seen a picture of a young child. That, oh my God, she couldn't have been over, I don't know, 6, 7 maybe. That had just died. Starved completely to death. Okay? In Yemen, it's getting blown apart. Yemen is being destroyed as we're talking. Alright? That's the bad part. Now, what's going down? I don't understand what's happening, to tell you the truth. But what I'm seeing is that weapons are being bought, and children in Yemen are dying, man. How do we fix that?
Barry, can you please mute your mic?
Yeah, mute your mic, bro. But what I'm saying, I just heard this, I think it was this morning, that America's going to keep selling the weapons for, you know, to keep that war in Yemen going. I don't know if that's true or not. I know I heard the Secretary of State say it.
Well, listen, Two Dog, the thing is, I'm really apprehensive about the words America is going to keep selling this, because I feel like I'm part of America, you know, and I think I'm the real true part of America, like you are.
Well, that's true.
And it's these people that we have allowed, these criminal cartels, to basically.
Well, let me rephrase this, okay? America is not doing it. And the Americans are not doing it. Alright? Washington is.
Well, maybe we need to deport Washington. You think that's possible?
Well, you know, that's the funny part, man. You know, you talk about deportation and everything else that's going on in this country.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a lot of
going on. Let me tell you, in 1982 or 1984... Between 82 and 84, alright? I was working in Chicago, Illinois, alright? South side. I was working up there. And we had, I think, one Indian, one white guy, and a black guy working in there, and the rest were Mexican people, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This is the funny part. I went to work one morning, started working. All of a sudden, I turned around, and there was this government agent grabbed hold of me. All right?
They try to deport you?
I was going to Mexico.
I know it ain't funny, but doggone it. Come on,
man.
I am
the only American Indian that almost got deported.
That's why I say, can't we deport the congressmen and the senators, the Republicans and Democrats alike, and heck, if need be, even the president. Deport him, too.
Well, here's the fact, dog. A lot of people think this guy is the greatest thing in the world, and I swear to God he's not. But he ain't no different than any other one. But, my point is, I can't support something that is hurting other people. I can't do it.
I agree. You know, to Trump's only thing that I can find so far, I mean, he has shook the foundations. He has got the conversations going. That's at least one plus that I know he's done there. And I know this isn't just on one guy, one president, because I know that what's going on behind the scenes is so much darker than what we actually realize. And I honestly believe that behind the scenes there are good people that are fighting to try to bring, you know, things back to the way they should be. You know, I understand that people realize that this country was never great, according to all the history of what terrible things and way people have been treated. But if anyone wants to be intellectually honest with themselves and others, you got to admit that this country, being the melting pot of the world, has survived longer than any other country. And it's amazing because we are such a diverse nation, and with all the negatives against us, all the propaganda and all the craziness that we've had to endure, and all the things that they have tried to pit us against each other. They want me being friends with the black man, or vice versa. They wanted to tell us that we both hated each other and we were both racist, when in fact, every time I met somebody of a different color or a different religion or, you know, political background, we were friends. We talked about things. We didn't always agree on things and probably had some spirited debates about it. But nonetheless, as human to human, we had barbecues together. We had parties together. We went fishing. We did things together. We weren't trying to kill each other or do things that the media said that we would do to each other if we ever got together. No.
Brother, I can say it like this. I'm looking at a scar right now. I'm looking at a scar on my hand right now. All right? And this is going through what you were talking just now. All right? And I remember how old this scar is. I was 7 years old. I'm 59, dude. And this scar on my hand came from a German Shepherd that a police officer had. And I jumped in front of this black grandmother in 1967. And what I done, I jumped in front of this German Shepherd that this police officer sticked on this grandmother because she wanted a drink of water here. And you see how far we've come?
Yeah, we've come a long ways. We've come a long ways.
I don't want to go back.
I don't either. So we got...
Hey,
Patty.
Guys.
Hey, Patty, how you doing?
I got to jump in here. I just got to jump in. I mean, the problem is not the administration. The problem is not the military. The problem is not the governments of any country. The problem is that we think that these governments have rights above our own. we think that these governments know better than we know. And it's not about, the worst thing that we can ever do is marginalize this down to, oh, it's about race. Oh, it's about this president or that president. Oh, it's about this religion or these people. That's the worst that we can do, because we do exactly what they want. We separate it, we divide it into a category so that we can all step on either side.
You're right. You are so right.
The real problem, yeah, the real problem is we are so caught up in what they're doing. Oh, this one did this. Oh, look at that one. Did that over there. Oh, what about what we do? You know?
Yeah.
What about what we do? I mean, it's been like this forever, guys. Pick an age, pick a civilization. You're gonna find the same things. It's not, you know.
That's right. We the people got to hold ourselves personally accountable for our part in the game. That's why. Maybe I sound repetitive. I keep on saying the same doggone thing every show. How we have got to come together. We got to put our differences aside. All these networks out there, People for People, TCT Radio, Awake Radio, Wolf Spirit Radio, and we can go on and on, because they pop up, they come, they go. People trying to talk about words of wisdom and peace, hope, and love, and trying to do all this stuff. But we got to stop fighting amongst each other. We got to hold these doggone networks together as long as physically possible. We got to keep that unity moving forward instead of backtracking. We get wrapped up in events that are going on in this world, and we start talking about all the negative in that and how hopeless it is. It's not hopeless. It's never been hopeless. It's a mere fact that all we're doing is basically hindering each other in order to finally reach that dream that we keep talking about. That's the deal. Each and every one of you are so much more important than you could possibly imagine. None of us are more important than any other. You're all pieces of the puzzle. You take any puzzle out there. Go out there and find you a puzzle today, folks. Go out there and find you a puzzle. Take one piece out of that puzzle and just throw it in the trash and just leave it there. And then try to put that puzzle together. You'll get part of the picture. But you're never gonna get the true enlightenment of what that picture was meant to be. Because one of those pieces of the puzzle together, that's why Two Dog is important, because he brings a piece of the puzzle together. That's why Patty's important. That's why Barry's important, and Buzz in the chat room, and May, and all the people over there at People for People Radio. That's why each and every one of you are important. You all have your gifts. You all have your talents. You all have that little bit of color that adds to that beauty that is that big picture that we're talking about. I put a picture on the Knights of the Round Table podcast page, and it's got a bunch of people standing in a circle with puzzle pieces in the center, and one person standing outside that, and it says, "You are that missing piece," and that's why we do what we're doing here, trying to bring these pieces of the puzzle together. But we can't. Go ahead.
We just got to stop putting our faith in leaders and in governments and in institutions, because that's where we err all the time.
That's right.
If we come together, if we pass up all of the they're always going to give us something to fight about. They're always going to give us something that's going to divide us. So quit taking it. Quit walking up to the lunchroom with your tray and saying, "Pile it on," you know?
Yeah.
We're better than this. We're made of better things, you know?
That's what I believe too. That sums it up. Stop.
We got powers. We got superpowers.
We do. Together, combined, we make the super team. You know? But,
well, you know, it's just this, man, you're going to continue to do what you do. I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing. Patty's going to do it. Everybody's going to do it. Barry's going to do it. And as far as... How do I say it? As far as depressed or whatever, man, that's a tick tock, tick tock. He's only going to be there for a while.
Yeah, and then the next one will be there in line, and
there you go.
And it'll be the same thing again.
Only thing I'm saying, bro, is his time is tick tock, tick tock.
You know, like I said, like I've been saying out there in my book of faith, it says that no man knows the time or day that he'd come like a thief in the night. But in the meantime, until my personal Savior gets here to fix everything, you know, with the power that I believe my Savior's got, well, that means it's up to me and it's up to you to try to make the best out of a bad situation. You know, we can't sit around and wait for doomsday. We can't sit around and live on the fear and the knowledge that things are going awry. We got to do whatever we can and use our gifts that we've been given, all these resources. This world is so amazing, and it could be so much more amazing if we could just figure out how to make the people understand that you're not going to get this representation through any type of government system or any type of organized religious or differences in ideology or political views. Peace never came from the end of a barrel of a gun. And it said that if you live by the sword, you shall surely die by the sword. And so, I don't want to die by the sword. I don't want you to die by the sword. And the only thing that I've got at this point in the game is this duct tape and bailing wire, this Shaziz Radio Network, and People for People, and Wolf Spirit Radio. We can't let these networks die. Once the voices are silenced, once nobody else is speaking for hope and love and spiritual journeys and working in harmony with nature, you know, some folks said, well, all you folks do is sit around and talk. Well, there's 600 podcasts on Shaziz Radio alone that say differently because we added solution after solution after solution. We've laughed, we've loved, we've cried together all these years.
And but you see, Shaziz, what it's about is what you just said boils down to, you guys just talk. Where are my solutions? Give me my solutions. They don't want to see. This is what I'm seeing, is a lot of people want it. They want to complain. They want to complain about what's happening, but they don't want to. There's some hard work that needs to be done by each of us.
Yep.
Some things that need to be put on that front burner that we just rather not have to deal with, because we're so used to having our governments deal with it for us or somebody else deal with it. She says, Zero Point Energy. You're on it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Aren't you?
I'm there.
How come the government's not, if you can do it in your freaking shed?
That's a good question.
And Nicole, how come the government's not on it? Well, there's a reason for that, isn't it, Shaziz? Because we can't be free.
That's right. They've got resources. They've got your money. They've got power. They could get these things accomplished so fast, almost overnight, they could fix the world. That's because they got all the power. They got all the money. They got everything that you gave to them. And you're expecting them to do the job, which instead of doing the job, they got their hand in the cookie jar. It's as simple as that.
And we're still slaves to the system.
Yeah.
We have to use the petrochemical, you know. But here we got Shaziz in a garage that he set up in his own little lab without money. He doesn't have money. He does piecemeal things. He gets all this stuff together. He can produce Zero Point Energy.
It's true. It's true.
You know?
The experiment that I'm working on right now, I'm charging batteries while the thing is under load, and I'm doing it with 5 volts. Right now I got it set on 60 hertz on a square wave. It's true. If you use energy differently, you can get more power out of anything. I've been trying to say this for a long time, but to try to get it out there to the people, you see what we've gone through. You see what happened to Stan Myers and John Bedini and all the other researchers out there. If the government would have supported them in a positive way, we wouldn't be talking about carbon emissions and wars and rumors of wars and fighting over resource. We wouldn't be talking about all this. And so that ought to be, you know, that ought to be a warning sign. That ought to be something that would tell you that, look, the only way that we're ever going to make this world better is if we choose to do it. We, you and me.
Yeah. And there's another thing people need to think critically about. You know, there's wars going on right now. There is a massive military thing across the globe, right? Yeah. Go back to the previous administration. Oh, wow, there were wars then. Oh, yeah. Wait, let's go back another previous administration. Oh, there were wars then too.
Same thing.
Well, can we go back and find a time when our administration was not at war, when our administration was not trying to break our backs, when our administration wasn't trying to sell us out to the tax man and to the bankers? No, we can't go back there.
When they
There's no point at which that was.
When they
So what does that tell us?
When they weren't rounding up all the Japanese and putting them in internment camps because of a fight that was started somewhere out there in this world that they wanted us to be involved in for power or whatever. It's not just during World War One and Two and Korea and Vietnam, all these different things. You can find all kinds of what they call false flags and what the media would call conspiracy. But the fact of the matter is, their track record stinks. They're not to be trusted.
And it will stink for the next administration and the administration after that. It's the way the world runs on government.
I totally agree with you, Patty. I totally agree.
I know you do. I know you do, T-Dog, because we've talked about this for years.
Let me say it like this, Jesus. There's a stand-up comic, you may not like him, but his name is Eddie Griffin, okay? I did listen to one of his stand-ups. I laughed at the guy, I'm sorry. He made me laugh that day. But he said, we have the United States of America. Okay, the United States, all right? He said, I thought this was the United States. I mean, now we have like three bases in Iraq. We're still in Korea. We're still in Vietnam. We're still in North Korea, Japan. When we go there, we don't leave when it's over. He's like,
well, do you know the purpose?
Let me get to what he said. What he said was, he did not know that meant, are we trying to be the United Empire of Earth?
Yep.
We're trying to become the global government of Earth. This is all moving towards
global. It's the United Empire of Earth, man.
But it has nothing to do with just America being the empire, T-Dog. It's the whole freaking world government system. It's a system. It's all connected. We keep promoting it.
That's why
we keep acting like it's relevant. And we need to stop that.
That's why I said earlier, and T-Dog did rephrase what he was talking about. That's why I said earlier, I said, it's not America doing this. I'm part of America. I'm the average Joe. I'm what the average Joe thinks about. We're not over there talking about going bombing everybody and hurting people. We're talking about making things right for fairness and justice. There's people out there protesting for, refugees and immigrants and all that kind of stuff. For the most part, the American people love people. It's this governmental system that we have allowed to run muck. We got CIAs and FBIs and NSAs and all these different agencies that basically are not held accountable for their crimes and their actions against us and the people of the world. And it's not just in America. It's in all these nations where all these global elitists of the world think that the ends justify the means. And in order to keep their power, they don't care who they hurt.
Exactly. And they're moving towards something.
Now, what
that
I did
none
say,
of us are going to be able to battle.
Yeah.
What I did say just is, it ain't the Americans, all right?
Yeah.
It's Washington.
That's it. And that's the whole key to this thing. That's why these networks are so incredibly important, because if we stop talking, if we stop doing what everybody says isn't doing any good, if we give up, like I've been, man, I cried like a baby when I tried to start this show today. I couldn't hardly breathe because of something that I saw right prior to this show, something so horrific that I will never get that visual out of my head. And I won't bring that visual to life by trying to explain to you what I saw, because you've seen enough tragedy in your life. We have got to keep these networks going, if only to take the power of our spoken words to try to inspire hope and some sort of move forward. This is what we've got to do. And here on Shaziz Radio, I've got room for other broadcasters. We'll have to get through and sort out the details, because I'm not the best computer guy in the world. I'm working with duct tape and baling wire, but I give you all the information so that you can get on and broadcast. The only thing that I ask for anyone who wants to be a host here on Shaziz Radio from any network is just to leave the dirty words behind, because we got enough dirty words going on. We got enough hate. We got enough negativity. If you have to bring a message that is related to something negative happening in the world, come there with a solution that I know you got in your heart. I know each and every one of you, every time you see something like this, you know there's a solution. You know there's a way to fix it. Bring that to the table. Otherwise, all we're doing is grinding our brothers and sisters into the dust until they give up. And I've been there. Man, if it wasn't for Patty and Barry and Two Dog and Barbara Walking Turtle, or Barbara, I'm messing it up again.
That's pretty cool.
Barbara Three Coat. You guys are so much alike. Look, you know what I'm saying. But if it wasn't for you ladies and gentlemen that helped to inspire me, it would be so easy for me to just start clicking buttons and shutting things off and saying to heck with it. I could take all these computers and donate them to some charity and say, look, I'm done. I don't want to go back in that matrix again. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, because it's tearing my soul apart to see the things and to hear the things that I'm hearing. I don't want this fighting. I don't want these wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famines and pestilence. Look, I know that my book says that this is prophesied and it will come to pass. But there were some words that Jesus spoke that rang true to me, that unless these days be shortened or something to that extent, that these things will come to pass, which told me that it didn't have to be like this. If we finally, somehow or another, find our way back to God, find our way back to decency, morality, or whatever you want to call it, I don't even care if you're a hardcore atheist. If you don't want to believe in God, that's a choice that you make of your own, but you've got to see what I'm saying here. This world that we're living in right now, we are allowing people to do terrible things under our banners, under our flag, under our name. They're doing terrible things to our brothers and sisters around the world. And if there's a baby starving and they're telling you this baby's starving and they haven't reached deep into their pocket, as well as asking you to reach deep into your pocket, you have to ask yourself why. Why are you showing me these things if you're not taking that power that we've bestowed upon you, because we are the people. If you haven't taken that power in your hands to go over there and utilize that power to feed that baby, to build a home for them, to build fresh water reservoirs for them, if you haven't taken that power, but you're sitting there pointing at me, the average Joe, and you're telling me to reach deep in my pocket while at the same time taking all the money that you can out of the same said pocket, you have to ask yourself why. Why would they allow that to continue? Make you feel bad, take your money out of your pocket while giving the government your money as well, and yet, what are they doing with it? I'll tell you what they're doing with it. They're destroying nations. They're destroying humanity. They're kicking away any chance of us bringing our friends and our family from all over the world together to make things right. They're doing that. I don't want no United Nations. I don't want no one world government. I don't even really want any local government. What I want is a one world people. A one world idea that if you see somebody in need, you do something.
There you go. That's what it's about. That's the whole thing is and I, you know, I've met so many people who tried to get the message across, but for some reason, people can't separate themselves from their governments. They think or they feel that they're obligated in some way to either support this regime that's in right now or to support the one coming in because they're going to make all the difference. But history has shown us over and over and over and over and over that we have two separate classes here. We have a ruling class that wants to rule. We have a ruling class that wants to call the shots. And I say all the time, when was the last time they called you up and they asked you, hey, do you want to go to war with this country? Hey, do you want to have these corporations putting out these toxins and these pollutants? When's the last time they called you to ask that? Your representative, your local representative. No, they don't call you.
You can't even get them on the phone.
Because they don't want your word. They don't want your input because you're not part of the plan.
You can't even get them on the phone. And if you do by some chance get one of them on the phone, they just get you in and off the phone as fast as possible. And they don't listen to what you have to say. I know. I've been there.
Because it's not part of the plan. The plan is to keep us at each other's throats and worrying about who's in office now and who's going to be in office next and what changes they're going to make, because we think still for some reason, it's in our head that these governments actually are working for us or are interested in our welfare. And it's never been that way and it never will be. A government cannot support its people and do what its people want and still function.
Right.
It can't. It's driven on profits. It's driven on control.
I don't have all of the answers, but I do have some of them, and I'm willing to put them on the table along with your answers.
Well, you got a pretty big answer, Shaziz, with your 0 point energy. You can't get any bigger than that. You cannot get any bigger. It blows my mind, and I know I'm harping on this maybe, but it blows my mind that you're sitting in a garage that you have set up with bits of wire and clips and all of these different electronic pieces, and you've been able to produce in your little garage what the government has refused to give to the people that they've had forever. This is a travesty. This is the worst. It has nothing to do with the frickin' president. What he's done isn't near as bad as what they've done to you, Shaziz, and me, with denying us the ability to live.
Well, yeah, that's why they call it the petrol dollar. They call it the petrol dollar, folks. Think about that. They call it the petrol dollar because it's backed by oil, and that's why we go to war over oil.
And they will never give us what you have already created, Shaziz. They're never going to give it to us because that is their control over us. And if they find out you got it in your garage, Shaziz?
Yep, they'll come and get it.
You know?
That's why I'm...
This is why the people got to come together, because we got the solutions that work.
Yep.
We've actually got solutions that really will bring us all together, will bring us the world that we want. We got it. In every aspect of our lives, there's a solution, and the people are the ones who brought these solutions. No government has ever brought those solutions. What they do bring are chains and shackles.
Let me lay an example from personal experience on the table, something that I've been dealing with for like at least the last year, probably a little bit longer. I got a family member who has medical needs that aren't being addressed by the mainstream medical industry, and I used all of my science and knowledge that and all my research to bring the information to the doctors and the nurses and everybody involved, and including the family, a actual cure for an ailment that it could be resolved. It's all based on proven peer-reviewed science that it has testimony after testimony of how to heal this particular ailment. And do you know, I have come under the gun so hard and so heavy, I've been ignored. The mainstream medical will not humor me. All they want to do is sell drugs or cut something off. That's all they care about. Whenever you try to bring an idea to the table, for whatever reason, their indoctrination or the red tape that has to do with governmental control, they will not humor what I'm trying to tell them. It's got to do with oxygen therapy.
Because it doesn't serve them.
And if you go look up oxygen therapy, you'll find out that there is, it's almost like a miracle cure. It's something that 90% of all diseases out there are due to oxygen deficiencies. And
yes,
when you bring this to the table to a doctor who's supposed to be there with the Hippocratic oath to do no harm, and that doctor won't even listen to what you say because you're not a doctor, there's something wrong. And I'm sitting here watching as a man is deteriorating, and I'm doing everything I can possibly do. I've got equipment on the way. I've got people gathered to try to at least throw a Hail Mary out there and save this man's life. And it shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be this hard at all. And the things that people do to each other just in the medical industry alone, I mean, you radiate somebody's body and you break down their immune system and you're killing them to give them a few more months of life. And it won't even be quality life.
Well, we know the medical profession has reached their pinnacles of success when everybody in society is sick, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. There is no cure in the medical profession.
They're making
Not
money, Barry.
The guidelines they go. They're making millions off us until we die, and they don't care if you live or die. Just suck a few more dollars out of you and put you in a grave. Simple as that.
Well, if you want to see how much they care about you, let's see. You try going there with a really debilitating disease that needs some heavy, heavy treatment and say, I have no insurance and no money, and see how much they care about you.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah.
Have fun life.
That's it.
Right.
And I'm quite literally terrified, petrified to go to the VA for medical assistance.
I would be too.
It's not that there aren't good people in the VA, because there are. I'm kind of fortunate to be in an area to where I know that I'll get better care if I go to Warrensburg, and I know that I will get care at KCVA, you know, and these are things that the government had promised, because if I served my nation, that if I needed help, that they would take care of me. And so, you know, these are things that, not to say I deserve it any more than anybody else, but if I'm having trouble, the government can't keep their word, and the average Joe, like Patty just explained, goes there and says, well, I don't have insurance. I don't have insurance either. My full health care goes through the VA, and if they can't do anything for me, I'm screwed. I got in an automobile accident. The VA wouldn't cover it because it was somebody else's insurance that was going to have to pay for it. So I got pushed aside for over 2 months in excruciating pain. I got to the point where I couldn't hardly walk. And it was almost impossible for me to finally get treated. But I finally did. And then it was only because of a miracle of good people that I even got any help. But that's the thing. People are hollering about healthcare. They're hollering about government. They're hollering about all this kind of stuff. But the folks, the only ones in this world who can fix it is we the people. And it ain't going to be going out there protesting the guys and gals with the guns and the power, because they don't care. They'll throw you in jail. It's profitable to keep you in jail. They will do whatever it takes to ensure that their continuity of government is structurally sound, no matter if it's at your life expense. The only ones out there who are going to fix this is the average Joe, the we the people. When we get tired of that system and we say, look, I know I might get myself in trouble, but I'm going to give this person this medicine because it's going to save their doggone life. And the procedure that I'm talking about, you don't even have to be a doggone doctor. All you got to do is know a little bit about how to turn the switch on, plug something in, and wrap it around somebody's foot in order to use science to heal this person. Instead, you're watching them medicate them to the extent where they can't even feed themselves, and they're dying right before your very eyes, and you're frustrated because you're the outsider, and you don't have a voice in the system.
I can say it like this, bro. I had to take a person to the hospital. All right, I took her to the hospital. I saw this elderly guy come in. And he came in to see her, see the doctor about something, some problem he was having, right? The woman asked him if he had insurance. He said, no, but I got the money in my pocket to pay for it all, whatever. And she said, well, since you don't have insurance, we can't help you. I've watched him leave the hospital, the emergency room, and as soon as he got on the sidewalk, he fell dead.
See, and that's a shame because I know that that's happening all over the place. Barry, I seen a message that says hard to get a word in edgewise. You got something on your mind?
Well, I do, but then you guys get talking and I lose it.
Sorry.
I have a train of thought. Well, first off, guys, I'll tell you, that earthquake that happened up Alaska, I was watching the reports, and thank God that nobody so far that I've heard has died from that. That was a massive earthquake, and
huge.
My hearts go out to the people in Anchorage with the experience, man. I wouldn't wish on anybody. I've only felt once a tremor in my life, and it scared me, and it was just a little tremor. I can't imagine the rocking they went through, so thank God that nobody died, and so far I haven't heard of any deaths, but yeah, the earth is rocking and rolling.
Well, they're still shaking up there, aren't they?
They're getting after aftershock right now, Patty. It's quite an event. And when you get an earthquake that big, of course, it's followed by aftershocks for could be 3 to 4 weeks. They'll still get aftershocks.
Is that in Alaska?
That Ring of Fire right now, guys, is so active. It's just absolutely blowing my mind. I'm expecting a big movement on the West Coast here any day now between the Cascadia and the San Andreas. Either one of those fault lines right now are on the tipping point. So let's just hope it doesn't happen. But realistically, we know what is going to happen. It's just when. Well, and the effect of the Cascadia. Boy, I talk about that one a lot. I've been studying it a lot here in the last 3 or 4 months, really paying attention to that particular zone and its potential. And it could go off any minute now, guys. It's 80 years overdue. And boy, when that one lets go, it's going to make Fukushima, it's going to make the West Coast, the one that Japan experienced, probably look small in comparison with the projecting for wave height and magnitude of the earthquake. So we know it's going to happen, and all the seismic activity right now on the West Coast, people have got to be paying attention to that. You got to be prepared. You should have something put away because the whole system could literally break down if that subduction zone moves. So, things I'm really kind of paying attention to, nothing we can do about it. It's all geological. It's going to do what it's going to do. But we seem to be at a crescendo of events right now as far as earthquakes and volcanoes going off. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Has anybody heard about Saudi Arabia flooding?
Yeah. Videos on that. You know what? We've had more. If you look at the numbers, guys, it's absolutely mind-boggling how many thousand-year, not hundred-year floods, thousand-year floods the planet's experienced in the last 4 or 5 months. It's not exposed on mainstream, of course. You never hear about it. The only place you're going to get this information is on the alternative. But if you go look at the floods that are happening around the world, I'm going, wow, what the heck is going on?
Well, I'm saying...
Well, did you guys see the earthquake off of Africa? You know, Africa on the eastern side, I can't remember exactly what province or countries it's in, but there's a 1,000-mile crack that has formed on the eastern side of Africa, and they just had a earthquake that it was felt around the world. It was so huge, and this crack
8.4, I think it was.
Yeah, and it's separating. The continent is freaking separating.
Well, it also said in there on top of wars, the rumors of wars, that there would be earthquakes in diverse places and so on. And so it's
prophetic. It's all coming, isn't it? It seems like it's coming.
Well,
it seems like
if it isn't, somebody's doing a really good job of convincing me that it is. That's why I say, people, you need to find some sort of spiritual footing. I don't care where you find it, but, you know, my suggestion, you get right with God, because if we can't get this under control, if nature's wrath and God's wrath and even man's wrath comes down upon us, we got some problems if we can't even get our act together. If we're looking at each other differently because of the color of our skin or because of our political view, man, we're in for a rough ride.
I think the most important thing is first to make sure our homes are in order right now, because I honestly believe a lot of these events that we see unfolding, we don't have any power to stop them. Sure, we can make changes in our local community. We can make changes in people's lives that we touch every day. But the kind of events we see going on in the world, I have to maintain this thought that, you know, no matter what we do, some of it is going to come and it's going to pass. I mean, it's just... So right now, I kind of just make sure that my own home is in order, that, you know, I'm kind of preparing for all this stuff I know is coming. When it comes, the problem is that most of society, as you know this and I know this, most of society will absolutely fall into a complete state of chaos.
Yeah, and that's what
and
I'm afraid of.
The powers to be, all the powers to be, the bad guys behind the curtains, we'll call them, are going to play on this, of course. They're counting on it.
That's why I'm saying something is better than nothing, something, anything. You know, get your house in order like Barry's talking about. Get as much information downloaded that's going to be beneficial in alternative medicines and energy and stuff like that. If the world's going to heck in a handbasket and it's totally out of control, we're going off over the cliff in a doggone grocery cart, so to speak. If that's the way we gotta go, then at least let us try to use some common sense so that we can cushion the blow on the way down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, I'm not a fear monger. None of us are, but you know, this is what we're being told. Well, this is the information that's being given to us. And I'm just going insane.
There's another thing that we need to look at here, and that is that where is the help coming from? Where is the information coming from? It's coming from the people. The people are standing up. The governments aren't telling us. They're not providing us with solutions. They're not telling us what we can do to get through this. And it's not going to be easy. These are global earth changes that cannot be stopped, you cannot pass a bill in Congress and have it stop. You cannot get tax money from the people and make it go away. This is here and it's going to continue. So we have to face the facts that our government is not going to help us. If they were going to help us, they would have already been letting us know about the earth changes that we see. But they're not. They're ignoring it. They're not talking. They're calling it global warming, which is a farce. What we're dealing with is a cyclical earth and solar system. It's happening everywhere. There's a reason for this. That means that it's out of our hands to control. So what control do we have? Let's look at this. We have each other. We have solutions that we've worked out. We can come together in our communities, form new communities outside of all this legislative bull crap. We can come together and start talking with each other about solutions. That's the only way that we're going to make it through this, is if we come together outside of any other authority. There's no authority going to help us here. We got to realize that we're in this on our own. And if we don't stand up and reach out toward each other, that we're all going to suffer, you know? It doesn't matter. All of us are going to have to deal with this, but we can get through this. This has happened before, and our ancestors got through it because we're here. So we need to really start looking at what is important right now. Is it so important what our governments, who's in government and what they're doing, or is it more important what we're doing? Just saying. How many years have we been talking about coming together? How many years have we been talking about creating a better life for each other? How many years have we put into research and developing systems that will help each other?
And why does the mainstream general population still choose to stay inside the matrix? Because I see it. I see people stepping outside, but I see a majority of the mainstream population still inside the matrix and not willing to get involved in this fight, Patty. So why is that? What has happened to the human race that we cannot stand up and take on the most important things in our lives right now? These issues that we talk about are by far some of the most important things that we could ever deal with. And yet the general population still wants to go to work, go home, watch their hockey game, drink their beer, go to work, go home, watch their baseball game, drink their beer. And I see it in the general population. They just refuse. A lot of people, I don't know what it is, Patty. I look at everything going on in my planet right now. Everything that's going to affect my children and my grandchildren. And I go, wow, what a pile of caca that we're leaving them. And I want to do everything I can to get people aware that this stuff is going to happen. And like I said, the most important thing for people to do, I think, Patty, is to make sure your spiritual armor, your spirit is in the right place, because when this stuff happens, it's going to hit people in ways that they've never been hit before. The reaction from society is exactly what the New World Order, these guys behind the curtain, want. So we have to prepare ourselves mentally for that, Patty, because it is going to, out of chaos comes control. You think about that. Say that to yourself 10 times in a row, and you'll understand exactly what they're doing to us right now and what they're setting us up for. And I just tell people, hey, look, when this stuff starts to happen, make sure you've got some kind of a foundation, because if you don't, you're going to fall right into their trap. I.e., you know, you can go buy a year's worth of food, a staple, in a pail. Actually, it's 2 pails. You can buy them online, because I bought 7 of them so far, for $400. So you basically get survival food. You're going to lose weight, but you can survive for a year on $400. So I'm going, like, what is more important, a new car out in the driveway or putting away some food for a bad day? Because I honestly see crop production in this planet is just going to fall right off in the next 3 to 4 years.
It is falling.
It's falling right now. Yeah, but the general public, what I'm saying, Patty, is the general public really hasn't seen the effect yet. Sure, we're starting to see a little bit of it. We're not really seeing what's going to happen here in the next couple of years. But when it does start to happen, we're going to see hyperinflation in food. We're going to see all kinds of stuff disappear off the shelves, because that's inevitable. Inevitably, some food is just going to disappear because we're destroying our biosphere right now. It's just a matter of time. But boy, I'll tell you, the most important thing I think for you to do is, if you love your children and you don't want to see them suffer, at least prepare your own life. Like, I mean, it doesn't take much. You think about a couple, $3,000 to $4,000. If you're making good money and you're spending money in places that you shouldn't, that's not really necessary, like new clothes, new house, new TV, gotta have a new this, new that. Put that aside and get rid of it and start putting stuff away for bad days, because there's an old saying, it's good to have something and need it than to need it and not have it.
Well,
so that's my thoughts.
I said earlier that basically Shaziz Radio doesn't have a very good life expectancy the way things are going. And I think the days are numbered for me being able to hold this duct tape and baling wire together. But I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep on pressing forward. But, you know, it might be
good. Can I ask you what?
I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
I'm going to have to, maybe at one point in time, my computers are going to fail on me. They're getting pretty old. I've been doing this for years, and I'm having a little trouble with the Weebly. I got to try to get in contact with them, but it's Sunday, so I got to wait till Monday to get in contact with them so I can get the podcast to start uploading again. Yesterday's podcast I couldn't get uploaded, and probably today's, unless they've resolved the issue. I've already sent them a message, but it's all duct tape and baling wire here. And between all the things that, you know, this is pretty stressful, because, you know, I got a big heart now and I see what's going on out there. and I want to try to speak out and try to put some... I actually started off for an inspirational message today, and before it was all said and done, the Matrix gave me a black eye, so to speak, because I saw something so incredibly horrific that I, you know, like I said, I don't even want to speak and try to explain to you what I saw, because I don't want to make it a reality in my mind. I want to wish I never saw what I saw. But the key about this is my computers are old. And I'm not going to ask anybody out there for donations. I'm not going to ask anybody for money. What I'm asking from people is for us to come together and pull our resources to somehow or another, some way, keep this alive. If the Knights of the Round Table is not on this channel, then it's on some other channel or whatever it takes. But it's gonna be all these networks that we keep seeing go by the wayside because of either infighting or whatever. Somehow or another, we got to keep this together, because I feel like, and everybody here feels like, there's an urgency in that we're actually heading down a road to some terrible times. And the day that we lay down and say, you know, I can't take it anymore, which I've been on the edge of so many times, then there's nobody out there doing what it is that we're doing. There's nobody who's putting the kind of love towards the world like we are. We're trying to put solutions on the table. We're trying to talk about things that need to be looked into and so on. So this is a really important task that we all took together. You know, we volunteered to come together on People for People Radio, Wolf Spirit Radio, Shaziz Radio, all these other networks, even all the way back to Awake Radio and TNS Radio and TCT Radio, all these different radio networks. We all came together for a common cause, and that was try to make the world a better place.
Brother,
I don't know how long I can keep going.
I would like to say just one thing, bro. And this comes from a First Nations leader over in Canada, all right? And what he stated was, for over 200 years or so more, you have tried to take care of us, okay? This is what he stated. The only one that can take care of us is us.
That's it. That's what I've been preaching. That's what you've been preaching. All of us have been saying the same thing. Look, I will take every bit of resources at my disposal to try to hold this fort down as long as I will. I will carry the burden financially by myself. I don't care. I will pay for these broadcasts, and I will keep whatever equipment that I can going for as long as I can keep them going. I'll even supply the land if somebody wants to put a building on there so that we can build a people's network and keep that going. You know, it's a thing that if we pulled our resources, there's nothing that we couldn't accomplish. But I won't ask somebody for a donation. I will not ask somebody for a donation.
Maybe you won't, Shaziz, but I will, folks. So if you like what Shaziz is doing and you hear what this man is doing, it wouldn't take nothing to reach in your pocket and fire Shaziz a few bucks, guys. Get up a donate button, Shaziz, and we'll get you some funds raised, because you've carried it all. And there's nothing wrong with asking for a little bit of help. You're doing people a service here, and the information being provided here is worth millions of dollars. So anybody listening to us, help Shaziz out. I'm not scared to ask for you, Shaziz, because there's no dishonor in asking for a little bit of help. Not at all. So get some money, guys, and send it to Shaziz, please.
Shaziz, you have never dishonored anything, man. You have allowed me, whether you agree with me or not, to at least be on this round table, this council, and say what I feel.
I think you need a donate button, Shaziz, because then maybe, you know, we could send you some money. I can spare a little bit of money right now, because I've had a big rash of work all of a sudden drop on my shoulders. And the next 3 weeks, I'm just loaded up with work. So put up a donate button, and I'll fire you a few bucks, buddy, because I don't want to see this station go down. So I really look forward to my Sunday morning talks with Patty and Barb and you. It brings my whole week into perspective.
Well,
so we're not going to shut this down. So you tell me what you need, and we'll get it done, okay?
The truth,
that's all I've got to say.
The truth of the matter was that Raymond and Thomas had harped me forever and ever to put a donation button on this site. And so, on Shaziz Radio, listen to me.
Okay.
On Shaziz Radio, there is a donation button, but I'm not telling you where it is. If you really feel it in your heart that you got to do something, you're going to have to find it yourself, because that's not what I'm about, by God.
Shaziz, we know that, buddy. We know where your heart is. You know. So where is the donate button? Tell people where it is, and let's get you some funds. You need a new computer? We'll get you a new computer. Period.
Yeah, when people help people, man.
That's what it's about, Shaziz. I don't care about money. I'll give away my last dollar if somebody needs it. God, man, I want to see this station go down. I didn't realize you were having that kind of problem. So yeah. Talk to us about it. We'll do something about it, because that's what we're here for.
Well, it's duct tape and baling wire, brother.
Okay, we're going to get some new duct tape and some new baling wire, okay?
I got one.
I was looking at Donald Trump's tweeting, and you know, in the last 4 days, there's been 8,000 Canadians have tweeted Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump, this is hilarious, have tweeted Donald Trump to please invade Ottawa and take out the main that's going to sign us on the United Nations Mass Immigration Pact in 10 days. The Canadian people are at a point of boiling now, Shaziz. This guy has really stepped over the line. He is going to sign us onto this agenda. He is a dictator, and Canadians are peed, to say the least. Peed. So Donald Trump is getting off the tweets right now. so your secret force is up here. Please, Donald. Anyway, I shouldn't say that, because this is a family radio TV show. But we're dealing with a maniac up here, guys. It's beyond. It's absolutely. I have no blood left to boil in my body right now, watching what this guy's doing up here.
Heck, I hit it so well, I don't even think I can find it.
Well, Shaziz, do me a favor and do us all a favor. Bring that donate button up to the top of your page, please, so people can find it. And we'll get you some money in. Come on, folks. We need to throw him a little bit of money. Get your donate button up the top so we can go get you a new computer. Because this is important.
Well, just want...
That's all I have to say about that. So put it up the top there, and we'll get you some money, Shaziz. And there's nothing dishonorable about asking some funds when you have sacrificed so much here in the last how many years to do this on your own. Absolutely no dishonor at all. I praise you for what you've done. Most people would have been asking for support a long time ago. Because I know what it takes to run a radio station, man, and what you're paying for your services and everything else, it's expensive. It's not cheap.
Well, the problem is there's so many people out there that take advantage of other people, and I'm not that. I'm honestly not that. I don't ever want to...
Anybody shows this at all. There's no taking advantage here. It's just simply we want to support something that's doing us a service. And that's what I look at this station for, man. The information that I've got listening to you over the years is just, it's worth lots and lots of money to me. So I'll help you out. Put the donate button up there, and I'll send you some money.
You know what?
Anyway, all that being said, Patty, what are you doing over there? I haven't heard from you in a few minutes. Didn't mean to jump in here and start battling.
All right, Barry. I don't know why I'm so hard about this.
Just put it up there.
Just put it up, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up there. And let's see what happens. Let's see if a few of these listeners out here really appreciate what you're doing. And I'm talking to anybody that's listening right now. He puts that up there. Let's send him some money, guys. Come on.
I'm throwing the link in the chat rooms.
There we go.
But before you click on that button, you read that button, you read that thing really well, because I meant every word I said. Unless you expect results, do not use that button. Because I'm a man of my word, by God, if I tell you I'm going to do something. It's going to happen.
Well, we know the money would be spent where it's supposed to be spent. So there's no question there. So, anyways, how's your flag thing going there, Charles?
72, we got Israel.
Cool. Cool.
I sat with a guy from Israel when we were in Bethesda, Maryland, and he sent the flag. It was in my mailbox before I got home.
I was talking to a gentleman named Melvin Lewis up in New Ianch about biofiber. And he got in touch with the company, and they're going to build a few houses up in New Ianch, which is a reservation about 70 miles from Terrace here, up north. They're going to build two houses in biofiber here going forward. So I'm working on that a lot. This gentleman, when he went and looked at the information about hemp-based building products, it just absolutely knocked him right off his chair. I also had a chance this week to talk to, actually it was last Friday, I talked to Maxime Bernier, the spin-off party here in Canada, the People's Party of Canada. And in our conversation, it turned to hemp-based building products and what kind of an industry that could create for Canada. And I filled his ears with some information in about 5 minutes, and some of it he wasn't aware of. The fact that we can build now with products that will not burn. The exterior building blocks are now on the market. There's also a company now in Calgary, Alberta, that is producing 2x4s and 2x6s out of the same material, hemp-based products that will not burn. See, there's a company in Red Deer that is now producing a drywall product made out of hemp. So you can literally build the whole inside of your house now with hemp-based building products that will take carbon out of your air and replace it with oxygen 24/7, will never burn, will never allow the perpetration of black mold or white mold to form, will last approximately anywhere between 300 to 600 years, blah, 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 blah. I could go on for 15 minutes about the benefit, the R factor, 42 R factor, the seismic ratings on hemp-based building products exceed the required seismic ratings for the west coast of British Columbia by 6 times. In other words, any building that's built on the west coast of British Columbia, especially on the island, anywhere that they're exposed to this, the fault line, has to have a certain seismic code. Well, hemp-based building products exceed that by 6 times the required strength of a building. So you factor that all in, and holy smokes, does it make sense to start building with hemp? We're going to stop cutting down our trees, because one of the things that the planet's experienced right now is the effects of oxygen lack of oxygen. And we're seeing it because that's what's affecting crop productions. It's affecting our health big time. People don't realize what the effect of lack of oxygen in your body does to your health. Of course, when you stick your body in a hyperbaric chamber for 4 hours, like you said earlier in the show, oxygen can pretty well heal anything in the body, because you're supercharging the good guys inside your body, and they're running around and just absolutely slaughtering all the bad guys because they have the amount of oxygen that they need to function properly. But henceforth, we've got to stop cutting down the forests. We've got to start planting. All these vacant fields and all this empty land around the world right now should be covered with industrial hemp. We'll take all the contaminants out of the soil that we've been putting into the soil in the last 15, 20 years. We'll restore the biosphere. We'll generate unbelievable microbes in the soil because of the root systems in hemp. Go deep into the soil, releases some microbes that are never released. Henceforth, you're cleaning the soil, you're releasing microbes to the surface. There you put up a conventional plant on that crop after 2 years of growing industrial hemp on it, and watch what happens to that plant. Look at the numbers of phytochemicals that are actually present in that plant on completion as opposed to a normal growth cycle. It's unbelievable. The list just goes on and on. There's one plant right now that could literally turn the whole world right upside down if we fully embraced it. But to get people to understand that really right now is the most important thing that we're dealing with. Our oceans are dying and our planet's dying. And we can turn it around simply by saying to the governments, we're not going to listen to you anymore. We're going to take this airplane. We're going to spray 50 million hemp seeds all over this planet. And we're going to let it grow. And if you stop us, we're going to come and see you.
I like the way you think.
Because they're not going to fix it for us. It is.
You reminded me of a guy that used to come on the show all the time. That's why I keep saying these networks are so important. I can't even remember his name now. We've had so many people on here, but he coined the phrase guerrilla charity, and I was laughing because it's like you see somebody starving and they want to throw you in jail, dress up like Batman, run by and hand them a sandwich and run off, you know? It's like, who was that masked man or whatever? Just don't ask for permission. You see somebody needing help, go out there and take handfuls of vegetable seeds and throw them in every direction, you know? You walk down a road you can't avoid. There's food everywhere. You see what I mean?
Yeah. You know, one of the best painkillers, Shazers, in the world, bar none, I'm not kidding you, is edible cannabis. It is far, far better than any opioid that you will take. And I'm talking from personal experience. I had pain in my back here a little bit this week working, and my buddy made up some cookies. And I'll tell you, if you eat one of these cookies, an hour later, there is a trace of pain in your body. You might walk a little funny, because, I mean, the people got to realize that when you ingest cannabis, okay, you're concentrating it. And THC in high concentrations will impair you the same way that 6 beer or 12 beer will, literally, because I've experienced that. I've experienced an overdose of oil. To the point where I was in one camp, this was up doing morales here a couple of years ago, and I kind of got a little bit carried away on this oil one night, and I ingested a little bit too much of it. Well, it didn't kill me, but I'll tell you, walking from my buddy's tent to my tent, they watched me, and it was the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. I was literally almost to the point where I had to get down on my hands and knees and crawl back to my tent. Kidding you. It was like drinking 12 beer. So, you know, THC in high concentrations will have that effect on you. But normally, you know, people are just smoking a joint, and it'll never have that kind of effect on you. But when you're eating an edible, I'm telling you, it is by far the best painkiller in the world, bar none. But Big Pharma does not want us to know that. That's why in Canada, when they legalized cannabis here, they didn't legalize edibles, because they know that if people start taking edibles, they won't be taking Tylenol. They won't be going to the cupboard for their opiate.
Well, and that's the whole thing. If you look at the bottle of Tylenol, the warning signs down on there says don't take more than a certain amount per day. You see what I'm saying? That's what
it's a satin drug. Yeah. It's a satin drug. Just go look up satin drugs, guys. Go study satin drugs for 15 minutes and tell me you ever want to put another aspirin or Tylenol or any of these satin drugs in your body again. It's bitter when we have a cure naturally, and no side effects. If anything, by taking this natural cure, you are absolutely doing your body a favor, because cannabinoids are meant to be in our body. It's in your mother's breast milk. You have cannabinoid receptors in your body when you're born. The endocannabinoid signaling system in the human body is the greatest discovery in medical science, yet it's only being taught in 13% of the universities in the United States now, and that's only they're touching on. They really don't want to bring this information out to the public, that everything in our body is controlled by the endocannabinoid signaling system. Go study that. It's unbelievable how this system works in your body. I interview a doctor all the time, she says, that can study, and his name's Dr. David Bruzell. I mean, Patty's probably heard him on my show. I think she even got to talk with him once. But, you know, he's been studying this for 17 years of his life. He was a surgeon, and his recovery rate on the table was one of the highest ever recorded by a heart surgeon. The guy's just a genius. But he's dedicated his life to studying the signaling system in the human body. And he's been doing it for 17 years, and he tells me now that, you know, I'm just only now starting to understand it. Only after 17 years of research by a doctor. And he says, I'm only starting to understand it. But, you know, he said, people don't have to understand it. All you got to do is know that it works. So this stuff is out there, and it's the answer to all our problems on the planet.
Well,
period.
That's another reason. that's another reason why these networks are so important, because you're not getting all this information on mainstream radio and TV and all that. These networks are so much more important because we're bringing ideas to the table. Look, everything, every option that we put on the table to give people more options, that's what I kept hollering to the doggone doctors and everybody who kept ignoring me on that oxygen stuff, was that, you know, at this stage in the game, when somebody's facing amputation or death, or, you know, there's none of the mainstream medicines working, and you're not even going to look into an alternative option, it doesn't make any sense to me. At this stage in the game, what do you got to lose by trying it if you're already knocking on death's door? You see what I'm saying there, Barry?
Well, exactly.
That's why these networks are so important.
I mean, I've had personal experience with what you're saying here 5 or 6 times in my community now, with people that were dying from cancer that are full recovery now, have no traces of cancer. One gentleman here, his name was Larry, he's kind of like the poster boy in his community for him, because they sent him home to die. They told him he had 3 weeks to live. Well, we got him on oral right away, Shaziz, and he was in a situation where we could get high doses of it right away. He just laid on the couch, because if you put high doses of oil in somebody right off the bat, it'll knock them right off their feet. But we got him on high doses of oil right away. We also got him on Chaga right away. And he lived for another 4 years, and what did eventually get him was pneumonia, because of the fact that he was chemo 4 or 5 times before we got to him. But he got another 4 years out of his life, which he was always...
Chemotherapy ought to be illegal, man.
What do you think it helps people is illegal?
I talked to...
Anything that's going to represent a threat to Big Pharma is illegal.
I talked to a nurse here just the other day who, off the record, because they got to be really careful about what they said, she has a friend who was diagnosed with some terminal cancer, and that she had to go down to Mexico to get the oxygen treatment that I was talking about.
Yeah.
And now she's in remission. The tumors are gone. And so I'm saying, if it works in Mexico, why wouldn't it work here in the U.S.?
It'll work anywhere.
They're having awesome... You can get that treatment in Texas, you can get it in Oceanside, California, but you can't get it in places like Missouri and other places unless you know about the technology to begin with. You won't even know to even ask for it, and your doctor's not going to tell you about it because he wants to sell you drugs or more chemotherapy or medicines.
You know? Well, there's organizations in the world right now, one in Spain that I know of, one in Portugal that I know of, that are combining oxygen therapy with cannabis and having, I believe it's 89% success rate with the elimination of cancer. So, it's out there, folks. You just gotta look into it. Anytime a doctor says chemotherapy, you should be running from his office. Because chemotherapy fails us 97% of the time. You cannot radiate white blood cells in your body and not affect your long-term health. You cannot do that. And yet the fact that they still mandate chemotherapy as a treat for cancer is just, it's barbaric. It's ludicrous.
Yep.
But, of course, there's big dollars in it. I mean, in British Columbia here, if a doctor sends you, and this is a fact, if he sends you to get chemotherapy treatment, he gets a $5,000 check. So what's the doctor going to do? And of course, he's getting all kinds of vacations paid for by big drug companies that are coming in and promoting the drugs. Just a sham.
I had to go through eBay to find the medical equipment necessary, because the companies that actually sell the medical equipment initially, because of the regulations they're under, They will not sell you the equipment unless it's prescribed by a doctor. Now, if I've already talked to the doctor and he's already pretty much poo-pooed the idea, not even looking into it, then it's obvious he's not going to prescribe it. So I had to take it upon myself to go out there and buy the equipment from a third party out there and be able to recruit the right people to help to administer the medicine or the treatment in the proper fashion, so that we can try to save a person's life. That's a shame. The doctor swore on the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm, and yet That's all they seem to be doing anymore. They either want to cut your legs or your limbs off, or they want to radiate you, or they want to give you medicine that has a list of health side effects a mile long. You know,
they're the biggest hypocrites in the world.
That's it. And that's what the government ain't no better, because they tell you they're there to represent you, and their form of representation is to go over and bomb somebody into the Stone Age. And all of it to protect the petrodollar. You know?
Yeah, the petrodollar is going to fall here pretty quick, as you know that and I know that.
Well,
we look at the countries pulling away from the American dollar right now, and the trickle-down effects, it's all going to come down here pretty quick.
I don't know how long the elitist out there, I don't know how long we're going to be able to stay under the radar and actually keep on being able to do these shows because of censorship or whatever, but all I got to say to you folks, where there is a will, there's a way. If we have to build our own internet, there are people out there with technical knowledge on programming and networking. If we get those folks together, and I know there's groups out there already working on a second internet, and as long as we can keep this show alive on this one to reach the people on this side, we are going to do it. And if we can do this and keep all these networks, look, if something happens to People for People Radio Network, I want all the People for People Radio hosts to come over here. We'll get you on this one. And if we can't keep this one alive, we'll build another one. We got to keep this doggone round table alive.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. You know, I think that the time is coming soon where we won't be able to do this. And there is networks now forming. There's one in Canada here called Synthesis. It's coming online January 1st. The servers that these people are setting up are untouchable. So they will not be able to shut this down, period.
Wow.
It's the same format as Facebook, and it is coming online January 1st, guys. So,
I want to
there's
support...
There's people in Canada working on this right now because they know our censorship is coming, as we know it.
Barry, I want to support you and Patty and Two Dog and Barbara and everybody involved in this entire deal with everything I got. I will pull everything I got. I'll empty my pockets if I got... I'll do it. I do it. I feel so strongly about what we're doing here. These words that we're speaking are important. That's why I kept on asking and begging and pleading, please, share the podcast. Get as much traffic as you can go in this direction, you know. If not on this radio network, get them over to People for People Radio Network and let them hear what we've been doing. You know, we come from vast different cultures and spiritual beliefs, and we sit down here at the round table and we honorably and respectfully share information, ideas, and solutions. Even when we have to talk about the negativity, we come together with some sort of positive, thing that we can do to try to resolve it. It's us. You're the miracle you've been looking for.
Look in the mirror. Where did Patty go? She's still here.
I see her. She's on the...
I'm here, guys.
Well, yeah, come on, say something, Patty. You fell off the lab.
Well, no, I was visiting my sons. They just came by.
So?
How's it going?
We're not sure. I started off crying on this show today because of some sort of travesty that I saw, and trying to work my way to finding some sort of words of inspiration. And until you guys showed up, I was going downhill rapidly. Two Dog heard it.
We all feel some kind of a negativity in our life, and don't, you're not alone. Believe it or not, I honestly feel there's some kind of a mental attack going on. A lot of people that are involved right now, because
where did Two Dog go?
There's mornings I get up and I don't even want to look at this. I feel like I just want to walk away from it all. And it goes away real quick, but I do feel that, and I don't know where that's coming from. So,
anyway. I'm right here, Patty.
Okay, I didn't see ya.
Hey, how can you miss me? I got a couple flights set up.
And your picture's not showing. Oh, there it is right there. Never mind. You're there.
Why don't you get people on your reservation building with hemp-based building products and set an example?
Well, I have a reservation.
Matter of fact, what we are doing is we're setting together right now to be able to talk to people around the world. And if we can do that, which we've went from the Maori in New Zealand to the English in England to Israel, several indigenous nations here. We're talking to everybody, man. They're coming in droves.
Well, I'm just talking about something that people can really all of a sudden take a look at and grab and embrace, because this reservation up north of Terrace here, well, you've got New Ranch and you've got Greenville, you've got Canton City, and you've got Kincorrith. There's four reservations going towards the west coast from New Ranch. And all these reservations are going to see what's going on there, and they're going to be looking at it and looking at the information. And I'll tell you, this is going to spread like wildfire. It will spread. When building with hemp-based building product, we talk about all the problems we have on the planet right now. Well, I'm here to tell you, right, without a shadow of a doubt in my mind, that if the human race could embrace the hemp plant again in massive, massive scale, the problems we have right now on this planet, 80 or 90% of them would go away. And I am not exaggerating when I say that. That's the power of this plant, that we got to embrace it. We got to say to ourselves, let's look at this information, let's share it with our friends. If you sat down at a table with 20 people and shared this information, hardcore information with them, they would all walk away from that table saying the exact same thing that I am saying right now. Why are we not doing this? What is stopping us from doing this? Well, of course, we know what's stopping us from doing it. The corporations, the logging companies, everybody that's involved in government coffers that are making billions of dollars, raping our planet and killing us. We can turn it all around by going, hey, wait a second. You can't stop me from doing this. This is what we're going to do. And all of a sudden, you create a demand for industrial hemp, because all of a sudden, now you're building lots of these houses. And the neighbor down the street sees what you're doing. He comes over and talks to you and goes, well, why didn't I know about this? And all of a sudden you start the wave, and that's how the waves start. So all of a sudden you create a new industry. You create a demand for industrial hemp. And then, of course, you're going to create a new industry of the amount of plants that are going to be able to grow on that land when you're finished. It's going to be just a ripple down effect. And people say, well, you're going to kill jobs. Bull, 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 bull. You're going to create jobs, because every new industry brings in jobs, but the job we're going to create will be nothing but beneficial to the planet instead of negative to the planet. So if the human race could just embrace that alone, man, things would change. Period. Everything you're looking at in your room, in your house, what you're using right now, period, can be replaced with hemp. Think about that for a sec, guys. Go ahead. Shut up. I don't want to rant about hemp. There's this one thing, you know, we talk about all the negatives, and then I get into this conversation, and I look at everything that's going on, and I go, wow, here's the answer, guys. Here it is, here it is, here it is. Just take it. Take it. Please, run with it. Go ahead. Sorry, Patty.
Well, I'm going to say something, then I'm going to turn it over to T-Dog, because I think he has something to say, too. But thing that we have to tackle before we can really implement all the solutions that are out there is we've got to tackle the humanity thing about this. And when we see technologies come out that are, can be beneficial, they are profit driven. So that means that only certain classes will be able to get with this technology, with these systems. What we've got to do before this will ever work is we've got to figure out how we're going to make this for everyone. Because as long as there is somebody out there who doesn't have the money, and there are a lot of people out there who don't have the money, who would love to be able to have free energy, who would love to be able to have a home made of textiles that came from the hemp plant. There are so many solutions that people need, but there's one thing that keeps them from it. We're a profit-driven global entity. So we think that in order for us to do anything of benefit, we have to be paid. And as long as we're on that type of system, then people are going to go without. And there are going to people that, there are going to be people across the globe that are still suffering, that will continue to suffer, and who will be then used and exploited. You know, this is something, every solution that you talk about, Barry, is perfect. It is perfect. And it makes a perfect world. It really does. We have everything we need for a perfect world, except for our humanity. That has to come too. Just saying.
Well,
go ahead, T-Doc.
Well, to be honest with you, okay, if it's going to help mankind, okay, I'm just going to say it like this, and you know, hemp does, and cannabis does, and it's medicine from the mother. Everybody knows that. But here's the problem. What if it's going to help mankind in that way, and it's not a profit to them, it becomes illegal. It's illegal, you know. That's what it is. If it's no, if they don't get their God, which is money, it becomes illegal to actually tell you how. I was doing things, we were talking about stuff just like that, not long, you know, a few years back. And one morning I was on the radio show, I think with Barbara and you, Patty, I ain't sure. I ended up with a military helicopter on my tribal headquarters here. I'm just saying.
But thing of it is we can't be afraid. As long as we're afraid, we stay in stasis.
Well, here's the way I think of it. And I think of it, Patty, in a very Indian way of thinking, okay? You can kill my body if you want to. You can't stop my spirit, man.
Idiot.
You can kill me if you want to, but you cannot stop my spirit.
Well, brother, I'll
well, what it comes down to is how much does it mean to you, and what's it worth?
Exactly.
I hope that nobody takes Two Dog away from us. I hope that nobody takes any of y'all away from us. Look, folks, we're down to the wire here. Barry, I passed you a link, and I kind of put it around in a couple of different chats on Skype, and also put the link inside there. It says eBay on there, but it's actually on a site. There's actually... just click on it if you want and read it, but that read it really good. Only use that link if you believe we're doing a good thing. That's it.
Okay, let's use it, guys.
That's the closest you're ever going to get me to asking for any kind of help. The best kind of help that you can give me is, number one, what Two Dog did here today, and Patty and Barry, is after, you know, computer crashes and problems trying to upload podcasts, and then something that horrifying that I saw on a video that I looked up. I was trying, honestly, folks, I was really trying to find an uplifting spirited message, and everything just went totally downhill this morning. And so I apologize for crying on you guys' shoulder all the time. I got a big heart, and I see the world in a mess. I know we can fix it. Barry's giving you solutions. I've talked about solutions. Patty's talked about solutions. Two Dog and Steven and May and all the people that show up in the chat room. You know, doggone People for People Radio Network. There's some wonderful souls over there. If you don't come here to support this network, then go visit them in their chat room and support their network. I don't care which network you're supporting, just as long as they're trying to help you help yourselves and help the world. That's what this is all about. Shaziz Radio is about bringing the people to that round table, this Knights of the Round Table. It's a whole lot more than meets the eye. Go to the podcast page. Look at some of the pictures and the sayings on there. Download some of the podcast. And if you find something that you like on here, share it with somebody. That's how you help me out. Share the information with somebody else who needs to hear it. There's somebody out there that needs some help. Now, I got some raggedy old computers, and I've been doing this for years. I'm sitting in front of some dusty old keyboards and duct tape and bailing wire. And like Patty said, if I can do what I'm doing with alternative energy here in my lab, imagine what the elitists could do with all the funds that they got from you. they pretty much robbed the people blind and still didn't give the people what they need. Just the mere fact that you hear the word petrol dollar, our money ain't backed by gold, it's backed by oil, and that means that they got to go over there and fight to control that oil. They want to fight to control the natural gas pipelines. They want to frack our grounds and cause earthquakes and sinkholes. They want to try to pollute our skies with crud. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to say, look, if these folks can't get their act together, then it's going to be up to us to look inside ourselves and do it ourselves. The things that Barry talked about using hempcrete and all the benefits of it, I mean, it's a plus. And there are so many solutions available, but unless people know about them, we've shared so many solutions out here. There's tons and tons of podcasts. There's over 600 podcasts on this. Download every one of them. If they shut the internet down on us, pass somebody a flash drive or print it out on paper. There's things about how to build generators. There's things about how to purify water, aquaponics, hydroponics, all kinds of alternative medicines, chaga that Barry talks about all the time. There's all kinds of stuff. You know, there are solutions available. That's why I honestly feel, and I still believe in the dream, that if we choose to do so, we can fix it. But we need to, at all costs, keep these networks alive. If it's not this one, let's go over there and rally behind People for People or Wolf Spirit Radio. Don't let them give up. You know, go talk to them and tell them we love them. We want to see them succeed. If I got anything that they need, I'd be more than happy to give it to them just to keep them on air. Because when we all stop talking and the words aren't being said, what do we got? We're going to ride this ride together, and when we crash, we're all going to crash together because we're in the same boat. So with that said, it's time to go around the table. Who wants to go first?
I think to let the lady go first, don't you think?
I agree.
Yeah, that would be the common agreement.
Okay, well,
that's you.
Yep. I've got something that I'd like to read out from Shaziz's website that Buzz put on here. And it's called Pressure and the Immortal. They try to push me and make me mad. They want me to believe that I am bad, that my thoughts are wrong for wanting peace. They want my rage and my anger release. They want me to kill, so they make my blood boil. They want me to murder for the sake of their oil. But I will not bend and I will not kneel, for in my heart it is love that I feel. They may batter my body and mess with my mind, but my light within will always stay kind. They cannot make me follow their goal. They can kill my body, but they can't kill my soul.
I love that guy.
Well said. Well said.
I love that guy. Buzz.
I love Buzz. He always has good things to say.
Goes right along with what I said.
So,
anyway, Barry, go ahead, bro.
Patty, are you finished?
I'll be done. I love you guys.
I love you too.
I have to get up a little earlier on Sundays and get my coffee in me before I get on the show because I can't talk before. It seems like you get two coffee in me and the brain starts to work. But yeah, always a pleasure joining you guys. And sorry I got into the cannabis rant, but I can't help that, guys, because, boy, we talk about solutions. And I again say that is the number one solution that we could all embrace. It also, there's a phrase in the Bible that says the meek will inherit the earth. And boy, if there ever was a meek mechanism that we could embrace to allow the meek to inherit the earth, in my world, that would be cannabis. So all that being said, great show, Shizzle. Always great talking with you.
All right.
Love you guys.
I appreciate it. And I understand your passion on the hemp or cannabis, because I know the benefits. I actually use hemp seed oil, and that's helped me medically. And you know, everybody has to, you know their own body. They have to know, you know, you got to know it's even available. That's the thing. Until we bring it to the table, until we talk about them on the shows, A lot of people, including doctors, don't even know. The doctor that I talked to about hyperbaric oxygen treatment, he had heard the terminology, but he didn't know the science. I spent 2 hours explaining to this man in graphic detail of how the science works. And telling him that, look, these are all the testimonials from Texas and Oceanside, California. They're doing it up there. They're getting great results. They're healing diabetic ulcers. They're healing stages of gangrene. They're healing wounds that people can't get to heal using this technology. So why not try it on your patient? And you know he just did not even look into it. That's frustrating. So I had to take it upon myself to essentially go out on the black market and find the equipment necessary to make it happen. And I'm racing the clock. So I got the equipment on the way. I've got people gathered. I've got everything. And hopefully, God willing, we'll get this man healed and do it the way that nature would have done it. So, you know, that's what I'm up against on top of trying to, you know, hold this duct tape and baling wire together and try to reach out with my heart and my sayings and whatever words of wisdom I can muster to try to inspire other people out there to at least, at the very least, look into it. All right? And take these podcasts. If you like anything you hear on this podcast, cut it, chop it, rebroadcast it, share it with somebody. I mean, it don't take nothing. You don't even have to reach in your pocket to copy a link and paste it over on your social media. You know, just something that simple. Or make a poster like that t-shirt that I keep showing everybody that says, let me go back to it because I can't even remember what the phrase is on it. Doggone it, I hate it when my mind does this. I'm going to get over here to the Mad Science Podcast page and I'm going to copy the doggone picture of the t-shirt that I'm talking about. Write this phrase down on a piece of paper, stick it on a bulletin board somewhere, you know, tack it to a doggone telephone pole or somewhere where somebody might see it, or get you a Sharpie and an old t-shirt that you don't care about and write the phrase down on there. Let me see if I'm almost there. I'm scrolling down now, trying to race the clock here. Crazy old hair shiziz. Here it is right here. View image. All right. It says right on the doggone t-shirt, it says, "Mad science is the key to the truth about free energy. Ask me why." And it simply has www.shazizradio.com on there. And it's simple message to open a dialogue to say, well, why do you think mad science is the key? It's the same exact, if you want to put the Knights of the Round Table phrase, change it to the Knights of the Round Table. Same concept. It is to open up a dialogue to get those minds, those brilliant minds that are in each one of your skulls, to start talking to each other and bringing solutions and ideas and peace, hope, and love to the table. Come here to the Knights of the Round Table, or start your own round table, start your own dream team, and together we'll share this vast information and knowledge and research together, and we'll make our communities better one positive pebble at a time. That's what it's all about. So if you can't afford to buy a t-shirt, but you got an old Sharpie and an old t-shirt, write that phrase down on there. And then tell them what you heard here. You see what I'm saying? Anybody?
Yeah.
All right, Two Dog. Looks like it's up to you, brother.
Brother, I'm going to say it with a little poem myself, okay? Yet I kind of hold to this a lot. It goes like this. Within yourself, close your eyes wide open and walk with an open heart. Look to your brother when he's down. Put your hand out. Pick him up. We stand in unity together on this time. Let yourself, grab yourself an arrow and place it in the bundle and let it be tied. For many our arrows together in unity is a whole lot stronger than one by itself. Close your eyes wide open and walk with your heart. Look at your mother, which you walk on. She asks nothing of you, but you give back to her because she gives you life. So close your eyes wide open
it's walk with your heart, the one-on-one one-on-one recognition between your creator and yourself. For God lives inside you. So walk with your heart. Close your eyes wide open and you will see the heart. Oh.
I love it when people speak from the heart, man. That's what we do here.
Well said.
I'm posting a picture of the shirt that I've been talking about the key to free energy, mad science. And mainstream science has failed us. The government's failed us. And in some incidents, we've failed one another. I'm saying we got an option right now. We're standing at a crossroads. We have the vast sum of all man's knowledge at our fingertips. This duct tape and baling wire that I've been holding together and trying to keep the dream alive. Somebody inspired me today to keep the dream alive, and I'm going to work even harder. I'm going to push myself even harder to try to keep these words of wisdom and the information flowing forward. We're up against something that not one of us by ourselves can defeat, but all of us together. It's those missing pieces of the puzzle that make the big picture that I've been talking about. I think that's what our Creator wanted us to realize. That
real quick, Shaziz, what I really think also is nobody's ever bleeding for the dancer, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that was a good song too, brother.
The whole world has kings and queens. They blind your eyes and steal your dreams. What do you think's going on?
That's what's happening. That's what we're up against. And look, I know things are looking bad on your side of the world. You know, that old song, Lean On Me, kind of makes a lot of difference about now. That's what we're here for. You guys pulled me out of the dirt again. I think Barbara did it last time around. I've been going through some hard times here recently because I'm trying to help people out, and in the process of trying to help people out, I'm watching all the red tape that the government has to offer, and I'm watching, it's just, what I saw today was probably pretty much the straw that broke the camel's back. I wish I would have never saw that image in my life, but now that I have it, it's basically, I'm focusing my frustration and my anger and my sadness to try to put this message out even harder. I still believe in the dream. And I'll continue to believe in the dream. And as long as I can keep the Knights of the Round Table here, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
It's the mother focus, man.
Well, we got your back, Shaziz.
All right, so I'm going to play us up out of here with...
We got your back.
...the dream, so that you know what this mystical dream that I keep talking about. And I'm also going to play you out of here with some words of wisdom from a grasshopper talking to his fellow grasshoppers, telling him why he has to oppress the ants. And if you take that in conjunction with everything that's been said on here, then I guess today you would have gotten the message, and you can share that message with somebody else. It's been many years we've been down this road on these networks, all the way from Awake Radio to TNS Radio, and I can't remember what the name was after TNS, and Wolf Spirit Radio, and TCT Radio, and Hattie Shack Radio, and People for People Radio, and there's so many other alternative radio networks out here. I want to support them all as long as they're supporting the people, and that's what this is all about. Let's keep this ball rolling somehow.
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. true representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great one.
Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh,
one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss, they're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Old woman! Man! Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
There's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you. We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords, is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed! Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Red knights of the round table, we dance whenever we're able. We do routines to call the scenes, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. Red knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhymes that are quite something able. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Survive the Turbo! All those looking, survive the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table!